kāngi tūsi nye sūna tāwā tu jī pāngbē shē tāmbē chē nye tēn zē pē kō tām tē lā chāng cē lō yā yā rā tā shē nā kā sū chī rū nī chū sū chī rū kā
go yesterday
to the review session ka ya wo zu zhen hm ha ya ta cha na ka do wa san ji Umazashiruk Jute and Tembe Kurjin Tembekone, that Tejan Zayasayagi, Tsiji, and Kangi Tuzin Yason, Tawa to Japan, which is Tambe Chen, then the Kodam Tala Chasa Los, sorry. In a Tabajum then there, any Tuzishim Vishawan Giva, Kangi Tuzin Yason, yes, that Tuzishim will any. Yeah, because two should be shaman to you to a day, any better young Dalia, any Tommy Sumji Ringlia, any Tabby Shanji, Changu Simji, any Gunelande, and no Tommy Sumji Sawsani. There any Tommy Tambugolo, but that's Hojo Negola, Tommy Tambu Sawsa, and a Mada Sadu Negola, Tommy Nibu Sawsa. Tawa sasum ki nega wala, chami sumbe chwa saani. Doos chani, ane, chami sumbe chwa saani, da dindi dhibi, da tabdi shiru ku, da lamli ya, da, han, bhe nyingdo pildu shimba. Dindi jiki taani, ane, an tar, da, ngoma zwa saanji ba yinba ri. Chani, ane, saanji ane kya, ane, kaangi che do, ane, saanji ki kuwa, ngondo zai shabe, Dujja Simjengi ta tuan Zayaji Mato Shien Shiva Chochi Gola Shushua Zawinina Memory. Chazan Sonsum Roji Gwe Chile Bemilun Rujuya Ki Miyu Kora Shendun Du Gong Ne Ta Dittubari. Dindi Yiba Hindu Zane Tuzi Shimbi Shangwan Du Gyuwe Kwa Ne Sankar Tawa Tan Je Pangbe Chiris. Ta Dujja Liya Tuan Kandis Zayawar Slow Na Any Castle Puggy, children of a son, Shenny. Any two Gunjay Chundry, Sung Jetanji Chundry, Gutsu Drigi Chundry Shenny, Chundry Sum Shaggy, are it? That we to do the sober Tigitan Shander, Tessie Tessie Shandon Zayan the Cowry, Got Tessie Tensita, Re Mado, Namding Salangoya de, and Kuzhu Zhuji Chunzhu Ji Guanyin Yung Tuya Yama Re. Da Tu Gun Shibu Chunzhu Ki Tu Yibu Chin Lu Ji Nani Yaya Yama Re. So da, Shunzhen De Reng Yi Gu Ngo Du Zaiwa Guwaan Di Tau Khandri Ji Gu Da Tau Gu Re Slav Na. Ani Shunzhen De Kurang Gi Changmi Sun Ji Ring Li Ya Da Chua Sa Jiba Jang Ni. Ka Da Tap Shi Gu Da Lam Lu Lam Ni Ngoba Zuba San Jiba Hindu Za Ni. O Da Kurang Gi Nyam Yung Gu Ta Ni Ani Ma Dujar Ma. Sung Jedenji Chundu, Sung Shaw, that Dikitane, and another Namjik Saliha, Tibun Zayagi, told them Dik Konamado, Shem every. So did you do Zane? That Kanki Tuzin Yasune, Tawatam Japan Vich, Tabetian at Danzavas, and all that Tawatam Japan Vich Sungyati Naranzu, Chagi, Dumiji Dumia, dear, Chinjilog, Dogway Yung Yori. Due to me, and third to in a cabin to jig to me, sat. Nailing, because I think nailing ye, ta pumbu, canta lenu ye pangbe, and nailing ye pumbun di, ta dujig to me, the sunguari. Tit to me, the object danger to one. That tea, any was over by tell a tarkugari, tell a tire sineti, tea dujig you. Dele, do this say a gone, any nearly pung to cool the towers, chigure mother, tell her also tapshi yamarva. Do not take a tree, metrician, must the castle, sorry. Jenny, the long good session. What is this? Oh, Gavit, Gavit, this. Gavit, what is this? Chedo, Jenny, Saturday in the Zane, da. Dujig to make Zawadi, then you monk chigi in the Zane, and you monk, yeah, any, the minging your monda, shiro your mojas need to yukdua. The minging your moti, the Zawatu city, shiro your mojas, ageta, jigda, that desert to you, Yari. Chazanga that day, tartuna, any, Lad on your mon sabbat, lad on your mon number, the latter the Trevani. Don't you call you so on a shinchen, duck on the Tenzing Treve. Any chili away into Zane, thou didn't do the Shirun Yomoje, say a di any Chinjimo, Shirun Yomoje said, you get near the Chinjil of the Lochim into Zane. This say a tapshi di, you get near Chinjimolo, what Danny. Tishi, they turn some. They turn a kumji denny. Do send that chinjilog, dart seed your mother. Shen, the char bumze, char sayaze, stay in it, tells them we said to a cocksari. The shiru de gear than dollar, and sauce out to Jumia, the char sayat is a jetty, we never to forget the pedo utility. Catch him with him, Mando. Shiru, you must go say at the Ninja Gomney Pengamari, Changuism Gomney Pengamari. Jimbo children sabbat, did you take a pinky out? That's your missing was about the chicken pinky and mother chain. That can that in the Indu, don't you do be sure of Najigi? That chinchilog, that toba keag, saw, denzin, Maribua say, I did that. We would chick them in Zinta, Wilson gave a gun at that Telia, no young Shatua. Said the Indu Zane, Jim Dendegi, that Dujela Zero Gone, to make it saw, chinchilog, that, Tawa. Tenam, Chilog, Tajita, Hagwata, Timu, Denzin, Jobichedo, any Chosun is. So, did he do the energy? Then they get that Chosun Yagi, me, you sort of did. Dujit, you knew more, Gisawa, Timu, Denzin, say, I say, or Tandar, somewhere in the Zane, Ta, Kada, and it don't need Dawa, they catch him Shushado. Then they end up as a Shijing Dolia, Murden, Tumi, Sene. 雄根关呢, Shubodo, Mingsum Dazam, Mingsum Dazam, May, 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 Nimi was a dag, Bamu Kanjadar, Sungu was a dag, and Jin Sawanze. Dava Shaka to what Jemmy Tujijan, Nyanganda to Kayinda, a chance arose. Sisi di Shung had a cigarette. Sojong did to Shungun is to do Shujin Risha. Did you give away? See the name wishing give away. Shanghai. Name machine. Tony was on the name in such. 그랬더니 소중 것도 니다리신 거 니다리셔서 소중 이름이 뜬 거다. 근데 그냥 미친 거 말다. 더 나서 맞아 로다 나서 다 내려주세요. 저서 드는 인도 슝디 배 숙숙부터 와. 니면서 다 빼먹 한 집안 나시 숨기 틀레기 숨기 외색이 이네 직등이 뭐 싸운 적이 어딨어. 드는 인도 마음 담에 세송야디 대통도. 아니 뭐 나라로 따라 남샤지다 맨자리 리디니 마 때문에 연대 소유도 강시 끊으면 뭐 단주시 과연 남는 저와 장점 단시 때와 세다 뒤로 와 인우 나 탄협의 차내 인해 단시 때와 하고 단단부 차내 단시 때와 인도 자네 어다 인이 단시 때와 달라 차차내 전에 송샤 나 진짜 인물이 와 당 안주 디디 아니 지르다 나와 산재배 쳐야 돼. 저물이 디강기 출루 개체지 차대야 돼. 출루 체가 차지 그래. 산집에 쳐야지 이시에 쳐줄래 다 다 아니 견학 참배 견학이 다가는 시기 아니 가서 해야 다리 지금 견학자들이 거리야 다 일본다 아니 베트남다 다 반만다 시리랑가다 태일랜드 캄보디아다 라오스 아니 페르도 소고 신디디 다 남배 유주로 와 말하면서 파밍이 다 줄로자 되어리 그래서 누저 계급서 나도와양 남주 지다 낭쇼 제시를 제외 그도리야 된 누저 유주서 소소 파밍네 아니 주다 다가도 주대 주도 크리스천 다 주도 크리스천 다 된대기 간다 주주도 자되기야리 아니 가시 주주야리 베트니 유산에 소소 파밍이 주유 다가라 아니 스마 야그레스 출루 유하스는데 라라오야 마레스 그냥 강사 치다고 리손 리손에서 가가래 소소 감도 매워도 되는 안에서 가가로 레마도신 지용도 이제 리손 시대 어 뛰는 신 추조대 파미는 남부 인해 조여도 소소형 파미 주지 걸어라 레지셔야다 아니 단답하게 가다 약 최고로 좋아해 가려서는 소소 미리 가봐야 있는 소소소 직중 좋아해 가르쳐 가르쳐 컴시지 가르쳐 컴시디 나라라 소소스 판매기다 로똥다는 게 출루디 너샤도가 저는 웨스턴 가르쳐 슬레베이나 누주비 주도 크리스천 저와디 숙성부여하리 대신도 에니 데 에시에 나는 샤샤나 그 차이니스 가르쳐 에니 부디즘 샤 숙성부 저와 숙성부여하리 에니 코리안 가르쳐 자피니스 가르쳐 베네미스 가르쳐 소소소 가르쳐 나눠리야 소소 파밍이 최대한 좋아도 숙성부터 와 그래서 그 드린도 그것도 잡아야리 자다 드린도 내야 남주 지금 노조농배 나눠리야 지금 낭주 리시리 제베 그도라 야 내게 난데질라고 해 다 최주야 그지 말다스 미 낭주 나네 지금 지난주 지금 냠린 투모 입든지 캬도 레는 디그레스 딜라야 용그레스 지그지그 로프션샤 때데 용그레스 레마도 신쇼 소스 파밍 쳇잖아 야 그리스 두세티 자다 아 자다 들데 다 소스 파밍 네 남베 쳇인 주잖아 바 나주 드셔야데 고데 가소레 마데 영향 각 좀석하게 미도가 세상 결이다 아니 자서 거래인지 된데게 베네미스리 장조다 나주 드셔야데 근데 걸로 대부지는 드셔야 여대부지 용대도 드르랭그리 사바지 캐란조라 파메네 유대베 쉐디 땅에 샴디 쪼구야리 사드디인데 마레베게 롯데보르시다 아니 이스무르 중구도 와야
잠주 잠주
차 공략에 올려주십시오
언제다
It's a blessing for the tea first
귀래 자 존기덕갱전결합공 방심리가 담덩이종 정사양약위료형고 위성도응수자식
So in remembering the kindness of the teacher Buddha Shakyamuni, Nagarjuna, at the end of his Mula Madhyamaka Karika, the fundamental verses of the middle way, says, Moved by your compassion, you taught the holy Dharma to rid us all of distorted views, and I pay homage to you, the Gautama. And so what this verse shows is that Buddha was moved by his compassion, first of all, to engage in the practices of bodhisattvas over three countless eons and to accumulate what is known as the merit and wisdom to create the conditions for for to become a fully enlightened one. And therefore, of these first three countless eons, he spent the first countless eon during the path of the accumulation, Bodhisattva path of accumulation and path of the preparation. And then the second countless eon was spent during the first seven Bodhisattva grounds, or the first, what are known as the seven impure Bodhisattva grounds. And then the third countless eon was spent during the last three grounds of the Bodhisattvas, or the 8th, 9th, and 10th grounds. And so in this way, the Buddha created all these enormous called the wisdom and method within himself to become enlightened with incredible, extraordinary determination to become enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings, and finally became a Buddha, an enlightened one. And so the purpose of becoming enlightened one right from the beginning was to serve other sentient beings, right from the beginning when he generated great compassion and so forth. Before entering the path of accumulation and so forth, he actually was determined to work for sentient beings, to serve other sentient beings, and therefore, having become enlightened, he had reached this goal of being able to serve sentient beings without any kind of hindrances or unobstructed, and effortlessly being able to help other sentient beings. And so how do the Buddha serve other sentient beings? Of course, as there are various ways in which the Buddha can serve sentient beings, help sentient beings, for example, by showing physical miracles. But miracles cannot do that much to lead someone to the path of enlightenment, although to a certain degree it can help others. And similarly, by giving some blessings, I mean physical blessings, I mean the Buddha can help others to a certain degree, but not create the path as such for enlightenment, leading the beings to enlightenment and the paths and grounds and so forth. And so how does the Buddha actually serve sentient beings is mainly by giving teachings. So the teaching here is that which he himself had experienced within himself while he was training in the Bodhisattva training on the path to enlightenment, and while he progressed along the paths and the grounds, he actually built up his own experiences to culminating in Buddhahood. And therefore, by the showing or giving teachings is the only means by which a Buddha can help sentient beings by showing them the path that that he himself had treaded. And therefore, from his own experience, the Buddha is able to give teachings to other sentient beings, and in this way, help sentient beings to rid us of all our distorted views. And therefore, the Nagarjuna says to rid us of all distorted views, which means that And the fact that we are suffering in samsara is because of this the conditioned existential suffering, pervasive suffering that we are beset with. And this in turn comes from our karma and our negative emotions, delusions. And therefore, the delusions themselves, in order to eliminate the delusions, what we need to go to is to the root of those delusions, the negative emotions such as attachment, anger, hatred, and so forth. And the root of all these delusions is the ignorance, which actually is a misconception of reality. And therefore, in order to rid us of all the these wrong views, distorted views, the Buddha taught us gave us the teaching of emptiness. And therefore, in this way, the emptiness, understanding and insight into emptiness, actually counters this ignorance or misconception of reality. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna also says, so in this kind of a distorted view or the misconception of reality, the ignorance is a kind of what is known as deluded or afflicted kind of wisdom or afflicted intelligence. And therefore, since it's a type of intelligence which is afflicted, what we need is a knowledge which counters it, a knowledge of the reality which counters that distorted view. And therefore, Nagarjuna says the liberation comes when you actually put an end to the karma and delusions. And karma and delusions themselves come from our constructed views, and these in turn come through fabrications or reifications, and reification is eliminated through the understanding of emptiness. And therefore, the total distorted view, to overcome it, we need to develop the knowledge about reality and not otherwise. And therefore, our practices, such as making prostrations and going around the temple, recitation of mantras, prayers, and so forth, of course, add up to building this wisdom, but they are not the actual antidote, the counterforce to our ignorance. And therefore, we need to develop this wisdom, realizing emptiness, which is the only means that, to eliminate our ignorance. And ignorance here is this, you know, some kind of a clinging to and a true existence in things. And therefore, the Buddha showed us that path, that wisdom, which can actually counter this clinging to true existence. And the teaching of the Buddha is for that purpose. And therefore, the view of emptiness or the understanding of emptiness becomes very important for us to develop within ourselves. And therefore, in the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, the Buddha says that when he says there is no these, no that, and so forth, it is for us to build this wisdom of emptiness. And therefore, in this way, by giving teaching in such a way, through his own experience, the Buddha helps us to rid us of all distorted views and leads us to enlightenment, as he has that done so. And therefore, we have this prayer, which we usually recite during the bi-monthly confession ceremonies of monks and nuns, which says that just as the sunlight opens the lotus, likewise the sun of Buddha's speech, teaching, and lights the world up, and therefore enlightens the world, and therefore that I bow to you, Shakyamuni, the teacher, who has gone beyond sorrow. And so, of course, we do recite this verse during the ceremony, along with other, when we recite the Pratimoksha Moksha Sutra, but we really don't know the source of this very verse as yet. And then, what the Buddha does is show us the reality as it is, the true nature of things, which is emptiness. And therefore, Master Vasubandhu also in his Abhidhamma Kosha says that Buddha shows the right, correct path by seeing that reality, that the truth of the path that he has experienced. And so, Buddhism is a major religion of the world and an Asian religion, and the people in from China, Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Burma, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Laos, Mongolia, and Tibet are the Buddhism for us is our traditional religion. But in the West, when I visit the Western countries, I usually emphasize say that, of course, in those regions, in the Western countries, their traditional religion is Judeo-Christian religion, and then also there is Islam. And so I tell the people there that it's always better to stick to their own religion, follow their own traditional religion, rather than converting to another religion like Buddhism and other religions of Asia, because there is always going to be complication in called psychological complications in people. And of course, there are few exceptions who can actually follow Buddhism without much complication and problems. But in generally speaking, I've always tell the Westerners that it's more that their traditional traditional religion is more appropriate for them and, as part of their culture. And so, of course, each country, each nation and people have their own culture. And therefore, in the West, you have Judeo-Christian culture, and it's more relevant to stick to that religion, your cultural, your traditional religion, and because of it having become your part of your culture, it's more easier to relate to these religions. Whereas people in from China, Korea, Vietnam, Buddhism, and Japan, and so forth, and our culture is more or less related with Buddhism, and therefore Buddhism is more appropriate. This culture imbued with Buddhist Buddhism is more appropriate for us. So I always emphasize not to convert to Buddhism and other religions to the Westerners, although there may be some exceptions. But then, for the Koreans, for example, here today, I'm giving you the teaching on the Buddhist teaching, and I feel quite at ease to give this teaching to you because you come from a traditionally Buddhist country and traditional Buddhist culture, and therefore it's easier for me, and I feel more comfortable to give you this teaching on Nagarjuna's text, the Precious Garland.
I am doing it. This is the Maranzota. Quantum physics zamuli diga na da chi jibu sawar chati aris dyagaliya ini lujuk suna liya titus quantum physics ning dun ti ta diri tena da wasa diga na rukor da ngoni jimu jusa diga na rukor da ngoni jimu jusa diga na rukyo bintu za ne dyagaliya lo nidong kone dadu di ini nye sashas Mereka jagal cincuzan ni, mereka bawa ni itu sah, macam dia share so. Tapi sekarang tu, siapa ni buat nak ya, sumi cami cimi sini, suku tombok tombok ni susah. Tadi kuantum fizik suka orang dah, cisul jalan sendu. Tapi ada, saya juga tu, nang semua kan lah, ada tak cecah ni nyonya itu kan. Ciri suku jen kan dah, kuantum fizik saya ni tak sari, tak tu jen ni cuma tu dia share ni. Saja ni cincuzan ni tu. Chigi yishu dambata, kaji dambata, chigi mudibu dambata tsu chay. Ene, ngana chigi shenpen, labzin zhengen di yi di, chigi sanyadashi yusimbe, chibarishin, peshi labtukuri. La, lala duyji chubas, chumden degan da, dambata dhanda na ne ha, zawami, ta chenlo, dhinda me, dambasamwa lor yawari, mishirari, zashimishari. Nambachigi ngani shenpen yi na, chigi yishu dambata, kaji dambata, chigi mudibu dambata tsu chay. Ene, ngana chigi shenpen, labzin zhengen di yi di, chigi sanyadashi yusimbe, chibarishin, peshi labtukuri. La, lala duyji chubas, chumden degi, pigi, ngayu nesu da duyne, gavri pe duyji chachal duyne, shendun zhengen di, sungudu wa, shungunar duwa. Chasanga, dhinda yi du zane, da, Dambata tsu chay nga su mingdung la sin, da lo tongra zhengli ya, da mi, pe chen nubay, da chawa mongbo lo, saya chawa mongbo lo, da pendo chungde korwa. Tari ini pendo toga. Pena ngay ngwa shibay na, da ngwa shibu mongbo yore, da ngwa na chanay ki yishu chawa, hindu chawa, kaji chawa, jugu chawa, chingwa na chanay ki samba sangu, shen la shamdi chungay, pendo chay dingay. Ya hu dindu toga. Sati di yinu zane, dambati yi tiki mil pengi arwa, da pendo chay arwa da. Da dambi dita ki jenzhan su nana, ya, sosu chiki cholung chay ni, da chubu tib tingi di yong tiki yore, nga su nangbay nali, chubu tib tingi yore, pewe nangbay nali, chubu tib tingi yore. Chasaka, di ku jenzhan wa susu da, ku samlu dya chung cha, busu to cha, cholung ki shiang wana chimurwa da. Di, ku, Jenjang itu jangan ramadu, mereka sah cerah itu jangan ramadu. Di, cewek itu malu. Tapi terikat sahaja, na, Sunni dah, Shia dah, Syiah juga dah, segi tu, segi tu. Di, kaji cewek itu malu. Di, kaji cewek nyamni si cingeng cerah waktu ini, lopet tu zuh, ni ni lop chosong ni. Tapi ni tuan ni jangan lada betul wa. Tapi ni itu tuan ni, kadang orang tempat pengguna tuan ni tinggi mulai sah, tempat itu dah, nampak mana sah ni cing. Sanji, 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 Sanji 담바 컨디션데 메사디 담바테 숭셰베 쳇텔라 쳇 담바테 숭셰베 숭들 딱제체네 엔 코 코드마스니 깨고요레 베랑 가서 미지네 에시시 프로페서 인신의 명성이베 그냥 지금 누가 다고 프로페서 뭐네 전에식 생이 참마사디디 엔 코랑 그 집에 즉 티시스 티브스 저 컨저도가 That didn't get all then. Oh, that thing when I ran up a professor, but sent a resha and any share. Professor Donald Danny, the Joe Risha, and it was drama toss, but it's a bruised too. In the professor is a gentleman. Raya, Raya. And Professor Jabba shoots to the living room. Chesaka said, Did you say that? Kanda, meet Kavachik sending in the Messadi, D. 럽셔벨라 때네 응 겨우 이미 신고를 보다 And this same to we even said, Dijalam Yados, Lord and Dawatin, those ten. In Savachador. Saturday, isn't it? Dumba Mongui and Aneta, Sanjum then there, Dumba Sum then there, the condition me, Kong Sung Show de la De. In the Kong Chenda, two tatabot that you had to the condition. The two street one. Saturday, in the Turun Yishube, the number of the Saturday, number two, Shane. And then number two, Taba Yutu, join a Turun Yishube, the number. Number two, Mashabache. And it goes to, goes to, goes to, and some jet, I'm just a. My assumption is just 6 grand, Gary Jiggy. Any church in the door. A bird out of the day, you want to watch it. Sasset and that, Jiggy, and it takes a sasset and that of the day, took it to the day, you want to get to her. And Gobba Penzoy, Gary Jang and the Yondua. That is it in Kanaman Jangor Pesce. Sanjay gives a church, gives a cigar day, Lalim moment, the Chadan, Chori, Chen. And then,
So usually when I give I tell people, especially the Buddhists those who are traditionally Buddhists, that we should become 21st century Buddhists. And so why do I say this is because of course we say that we are Buddhists, but we more or less take the teaching of the Buddha as part of our custom and not really pay much attention to study the text and the teachings. And so even amongst Tibetans, we have such people who know that we have so much, so many different teachings and scriptures and so forth. But then the common people usually have this kind of an attitude that these teachings are meant for the lamas and the monastics and not really for us. So this is totally wrong. And then when I visit even in the Himalayan regions like Ladakh and so forth. When I visit these places, I meet with locals, and then I ask them, "Are you Buddhist?" And they say yes. And then I ask them, when I ask them what is Buddhism, and they say, "Oh, it's about taking refuge." They recite this verse of taking refuge I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I take refuge in the Sangha. And so this is what Buddhism is about. And so meant by Buddhist. And then I ask, do you really know what a Buddha is? And they don't have any answer. They say they don't know. And then when I still press more question, like, do you think the Buddha and other gods of other religions, like Shiva and so forth, are they all same? And they say ignorantly, yes. And so, if you really don't know the unique teaching of the Buddha himself, I mean, you will say this kind of thing. And so it's important for us to really understand that the Buddha is someone who is an incomparable teacher. And without understanding that, I mean, you will give that kind of answer. And so the teaching of the Buddha is unique in the sense that the Buddha has taught Pratitisamutpada, the dependent origination of things, that things, the fact that things are interdependent, interrelated, and so forth. And no other teacher has given this kind of teaching. And regarding this teaching, it is also very similar to the content quantum physics, the theory of saying that there's nothing objectively existing. And of course, quantum physics, modern physics is more focused on matter, external things, and not so much on mind as such. And therefore, this idea or the concept of called quantum physics that is found in quantum physics is already taught in Buddhism. As I have an Indian friend whose name who was Indiraja Ramana and an Indian nuclear physicist, and he once told me that regarding quantum physics, it is in some kind of a new idea in a modern world. But then in India, this very concept has already been explained over 2,000 years ago by Master Nagarjuna, because he saw one text written by Master Nagarjuna in which he found this same concept of the quantum physics, which is to say that Master Nagarjuna explicates the idea or the concept of dependence by designation. So things are merely designated, and therefore he told me that because of this, he felt very proud to be Indian. Science does not focus on much on the mind, but on the external things. So when even the scientists who are in a way non-partisan to any kind of dogma, and even they say that this kind of quantum physics the idea of quantum physics is very similar to the teaching of the Buddha. And of course there are other teachers of other religious traditions, as we know, and there are many different major religious traditions such as Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and so forth. And of course, the teachers, the founding teachers of these religions, were really great beings. And they could, of course, give blessings to their followers and help them many ways. And even their teachings are really great, emphasizing on friendship, compassion, love, and so forth. But when it comes to really teaching the dependent origination, it is only the Buddha who has given this teaching. And it is even said that the Buddha sometimes can even assume the form of or appear in the form of evil beings in order to help others. And so where this kind of thing works, the Buddha is even said to appear in that form and help others. And so I have many friends from the other religious traditions, like Jews, Christians, Muslims, and so forth. And I can say that all these people and the founding teachers have really benefited on the world. So many people have been and helped by these religious traditions, and I know there are those followers, my friends, who are actually involved in helping others who need help. And but then what we also find is that in the name of religion, people really fight over religion. And this is not really because of the teaching itself or the teachers, but it's an individual matter in a way. And so because of some kind of attachment to their own religion, their own tradition and lineage and so forth, people fight over them. Even happen amongst Buddhists, and then particularly Tibetan Buddhists have this kind of fighting amongst themselves. And then if we look at the Islam, there are the Shia and the Sunni also fight. And this is not the fault of the teacher or the teaching itself, but it's the followers, because of their grasping and attachment to this kind of belief systems. And then with regard to temples, of course, unlike Buddhists, and there are the other religions like Islam, Christianity, and so forth, have more exquisite, grander kind of temples and mosques and so forth. If we, as Buddhists, think of our own temples, maybe we can boast about Bodh Gaya, but look at Bodh Gaya, it's not so grand as such, and therefore the teaching of dependent origination is the one that we have to focus on, that we should understand it, that it is the unique teaching of the Buddha. And so based on this teaching, then we could kind of infer what kind of teacher the Buddha was, you know, the knowledge and his understanding of things and so forth. His qualities can be inferred through his teachings, in other words, of dependent origination. For example, if we want to assess a professor and the knowledge of a professor and so forth, what we can do is we can actually examine his writings. Like if the professor had done his dissertation for PhD and so forth, we can actually check that dissertation and then see what kind of how knowledgeable the person is and what kind of qualities the person has and so forth. And we cannot make this kind of assessment just by looking at the physical appearance of the people, like if whether they are bearded ones or without beard, or whether they are fat or thin and so forth. You cannot do that when you want to really check the knowledge of the person. And so it can only be checked through by analyzing, investigating, and examining their behavior over months and years and so forth. And so similarly, it is the case with when we examine the teaching of the Buddha, we need to go into the quality of the Buddha himself. We need to examine his teachings and then find the uniqueness of the Buddha's qualities in terms of his by checking into his teaching. And of course, we as Tibetans always make prayer for the happiness of all sentient beings. But then while making this kind of prayer, what we actually do in our day-to-day life is fight over very trivial things sometimes. And we are full of negative emotions, hatred, attachment, and so forth. We always fight over trivial things. And so this is not the right thing. We need really to go into the depth of the teaching of the Buddha himself and then find or draw kind of or develop our faith in the teaching and the Buddha himself, by understanding the reality of the teaching itself. And therefore, this is what you as Koreans should also do. Try to understand the teaching of the Buddha based on reason and then find faith in the Buddha.
Jenny다? 전에 와다 다시 좀 자. 다 안다. 산집에 처리야. 예, 즉 시행에 대화 타고 정원이야. 산집에 처기 즉 위험으로 가서 때마 타다라. 과차 가지다. 때마 타다 내가 시행에 타네. 애니 수수비게 거의 남네 안 제. 나 수수수지. 별별 별 샤샤네. 양지. 아. 지 거기 야 수수비스 나로 추루다고. 지든 되게 타네. 양지 로대하로. 양지 그 트마. 진짜 죽. 그 단라서로. 양지 사자 남대 타네 로대하서로. 아. 거기 지도네. 지 자제시 못 되게 타네. 양지 로대하로. 제 용구로 보다. 그 길로이네. 별 말씀 인지 전에 로대하로. 지 It is understandable, right? 땅 최고다는 거 하나 그릇은 뺏어고 대견 빼면서 그러다. 사실 내 인주자네, 먼저 카율 라이오강 땅은 남유양 카율 라이오강 로구의 인주자네, 왔다 갔다 간다. 제 수세소로 제 견주소가 항상 남다인다야. 항상 남다 전에 지나서 벽에 나서 낭연들에 그래 견주시들이 히말라야를 주기 아주 지금 최고시들 자리 견주시들이 만당 등분도 세대기요. 저 지난주 때 대신 전에 가다 보게 산지에 다 쳐봐 천이 상한 지기 천에 시에 쳐를 시에 대바 타봐라 아니 대바 지 남샤 시에 지기 자 드리 인도산에 캐바 준비 마셔 준비 캐바 마셔 시에 손야 드리 양 캐바 전에 시에 주시 주 되네 라레 매 되네 지 다 캐바 준비 좀 벌다 야 준비 캐바 마셔 시에 준비를 쉬우시에 백한두께서는 쉬우시고 크게 마시는 시대에는 준비 개발 쪽으로다. 어디에 맵지? 그다 오늘 전에 배 라면 채니를 키주 민댄스 아니 키주 상수 좀 봐서 아주 시골로 와. 어디에 아주 지조 니베크도리야 미지수리수로 키주 상수 좀 봐서 시대고 땅 아주 지조 사봐. 다 등두기 시행으로 즉 다 등두기 시행 등두기 소리에다 가서 지단 시행을 다 당도 전에. 아주 지금 부부 집에 참으로 신용 과리, 로종 과리 신다. 아주 신용 돈아치다 지금 뒤주지로 와. 근데 지금 뒤주 때, 나 계속 상승 좁아서 해야 돼. 민용시 지가는 마샤없이지. 아주 망소 거라 계속 상승 좁아서 제 거야. 나도 계속 물이. 근데 제가 교제야. 미래 생기수, 랑샤수, 상부위원대, 랑샤수야. 뒤에 생리고, 근데 다 레벨 생리고 개발된 뒤에, 콘서트도 딱지 제연도 북춘주 지글로 숨쉬 제대로 춘주든 들이야 르무 땡제 르무 날이야 지글지 라체베 르무 통이드잖아 북도 가나식도 지글지글 나밖에래 르무 통이드잖아 북도 막아식도 북로 니숨르다 저는 천주부지 뒤돔 가르켜 걸어서 매일 생기지 지글 참부채야 지글지글 자아샤베이나 뒤 가부치다지 직직이야. 간다 차베이나 마가용대 아직 밀행길 도스. 대단 밀행길 정신이 참지 정신이 샤샤다. 만한지 무시 규라면 나리 여리 직이베 줍질이야. 근데 직 시기 여리. 자상아 어떤 아주 배전하래 여리라. 다 드리께서 생일부 주 심주 도스 제일이잖아. 다 생일부 먼구지. 먼구지가 와다 밀행길 정신이 미상부를 샤스. 드시기도 와. 자진대 인도잖아. 아무 사물로다 계속 상승 좀 받자 다디 계속 우리 자기들 인도산에 개배연대 준비연대 뒤에 장도 이직 삼백 번이 시한을 편배 삼받은 들에서는 지금이나 계속 상승 좀 받자 아주 좋은 거지
So for us to to develop a faith which is based on understanding and reason, what we must do is we must actually have study and understand the entire structure of the teaching of the Buddha, the general structure of the teaching of the Buddha itself. And so, for example, in the case of Tibetan Buddhist traditions like Gyu, Gelug, and so forth, what we have are tantric practices which are very unique to these different systems or the traditions. For example, in the Kagyu system, we have the Mahamudra practice, and then also in the other traditions, they have the practice of the black Vajrayogini and the wrathful Vajrayogini and so forth. And also in the Gelug system, we have the Ansapa's ear whispered lineage teachings, the tradition of Se ear whispered lineage teachings and so forth. But without really having the understanding and knowledge of the entire structure of the teaching of the Buddha, merely focusing on the certain teachings which are meant for very specific disciples, and without really understanding the main thrust of the teaching, it will not have much effect. And therefore, even if you may say that you have received this and that teaching as a kind of a personal or practical instruction from your Lama, you still must really be able to verify the authenticity of the teaching within the context of the general structure of the teaching as well. And so otherwise, if you say that, I'm doing this because my Lama says this, I mean, you really need to, you would be pushed to check what kind of teacher that Lama is. And therefore, if you find the Lama to be someone who has not much knowledge and understanding of the general structure of the Buddha's teaching, of course, certain instructions may be good, but then they will not have the same kind of effect, the right kind of effect within yourself. And so you need really to put the teachings within the context of the general structure of Buddhism. And then so that you can actually verify the authenticity of the teaching. So I'm really being quite straightforward here when I say that we really need to understand the general structure of the teaching of the Buddha. And I don't really know how to be polite in this kind of cases. I don't talk nicely to people. I'm quite straightforward and frank. And therefore, otherwise what happens is if we don't really point to our faults, our shortcomings, then it's almost like, even if we know there are these faults within our traditions, our followers, and so forth, if we don't really point to them but leave it like that by talking nicely, then it's like self-deception. So I don't want to do that. I don't really know how to act politely in this kind of cases. Of course, sometimes because of some political matters, people do indulge in deceiving others and so forth, and talking nicely and so forth. But then it's not really good. And that may be understandable when it comes to political things, but when it comes to our Dharma, that's not right not point out the wrong things that we are doing. So I criticize Tibetan Buddhist followers of the Tibetan Buddhist traditions in the Himalayan regions for what we are lacking. And to you also, the Koreans, I would like to do the same, that we must actually become knowledgeable in the general entire structure of the teaching of the Buddha to be able to do our practices in the right way, correctly. And therefore, in the Tibetan, we have this saying, do not undermine your nobility with scholarship. Do not undermine your scholarship with nobility. So what this means is that you can sometimes be very knowledgeable in the teachings of the Buddha, and but then when it comes to really being kind and humble and so forth, you are not there. You don't meet up to the measure. And on the other hand, there are people who are very humble, nice and kind, but then when it comes to really teaching the teaching of the Buddha himself, then they do not know much about the teaching. So what we need is both scholarship, learning, and being learned, as well as being noble and kind to others. And so in this way, we have to actually build both within ourselves. And today, we are in a world where we emphasize so much on education. I mean, emphasize education everywhere. And so, while we do that, what we need to actually produce is people who are well educated, learned, as well as being able to show kindness and, you know, nobility and when it comes to dealing with others. And so the basic nature of human beings is this kindness, compassionate. And so even scientists today, through their experiments with children of very even young age, 2-3 years old, and when they do this kind of experiment where they show some kind of animation wherein certain thing comes forth, and then when they show that this animal or in the animation comes forth and is being helped by another, when it's hurt or then it's helped being helped by someone, the children actually react positively. They like it. Whereas when the when certain thing that is coming towards them is obstructed by another animation, another animal in the animation, then the children actually dislike it. So what this shows for them is through their own experiment and experience is that the compassion is our innate nature in human beings, and therefore we need to become and we need to develop this compassion towards other sentient beings, be kind, and also while being kind, we also need to be knowledgeable and learn it in the teaching of the Buddha. So in other words, what we can do, what we should do, I'm saying, is that we should become someone who is learned as Buddhists, learned in the teaching of the Buddha, and then also be kind and noble.
Tā
파유 내면 돈에 전시기 누벌두고 수출주 철 집에 가져올라 아니 쓴 미발라 산이 돼야게 지집을 띵해진고 다 도스 야야 그 깨야게 차진을 두고 조명기 열어봐 수륙을 하고 걸을 띵해서 하고 말대 이내 수륙을 하고 때네 쓴 지집이 쓴 지집을 줘야게 누벌을 고쳐주 철로 되기도가 전시를 간다 정다 되기 열어봐 다 띵해지기 와네 아니 지금을 내비 시체 참아야 깨니 참변 누구로다 예배거든요 나 띵인지 심지지부터 줍니 심지지부에 심지지부에서 지금 믿어봐 다 그러나 지금 차다지다든지 그러나 봉소로 지금 지구로 드셔야 돼 크수 나봐 맵체 아니 기부로 주나 그래서 또 새로 심지지부로 또 와서 여섯 대 자자가 드디어 인도 다 나도 배배배지하래 일본 도주스 신기해 일본 도주 일본 리가리아 똑가운 차가운 연구를 봐 나는 일본기 속에 된 미미나 차라다 뜻을 통두자네 똑가운 또 상대하지 구조만 주시 되고 있다 구조만 주시 되네 돌을 주시네 일본 日本 都是最些，都是日本都是些。 那看到，这个什么自己不是有时候有时候排挤挺多，蛮多生意，第五路去，那我给拆的，那我给买了，是吧？哎，大概那些个是出路嘛，跟哪里啊？什么自己不定，自己出路嘛，跟哪里有好吧？哎，目的不出路哪了？但是，那三点数没得这个，但伢们吃啊，有好吧？是吧？所以，但，一时吃不哪里？ ngar yewe sosto ta phalgap ti na dzyen tsara han ja chege thona ma chere che chim pe chim men ro ne ko ya jig le ya greece greece ga ten greek orthodox na lo ya de sim chi chi we ting ju ko ya ge ada la gle ro ada yewe sos chi ge konyo shibu shin me da ya shibu ne me shi so ti de je sa de de yin du sa na ta ting jing ge 丁子的土木的，是哪土木的？那丁子没这么白的，因为个我有个呢，如果等他，个他土木的，他丁子的，那等呢，他写过来不过来，那做牛毛了，看不见个，你写过来的话，写过来呢，那个我工作都不写了，你路如果等到都不写了，是因为哪呢？你路如果等到都不写了的，但牛毛个看不见个，我们都加掉的，啥子的印度？ Never live with you, love us on the chair, that din on its old, the shiro will love. Then a damn it over the shiro, the shay in the sun, and the tower, go summer, go nuns on team, must have got 20 yin look on the jang girl, 20 yin look on the jang in Yachirota. So then you slow nigo, see, to be going in Yamari, cock, cockbody, Manga Mari, Megari. So that is the tag in Nangaro, the singing jig. 고 not as old to what it is. The need is in a trashy soul now at once. She would tap at the midden base tower. Shun Chamolia, Jig John Darrow, Madding and Jibayina, any Dunin Richard Jibayina, don't want you to give chairs, Shasha, any suitcase, could you just with what? Pazzi did the thing with her. The Jarum Jitawar is Dunin, Shushi, get a just chairs, and a little bit Yaro Tossi or. 자자가 다 되는 일이 그 배지다 고도가 집어 터다 미든 배스 터버 미든 배스라 아니 짝으로 쳐 예외 송스 짜야 좀 진디 다유 뭐의 유명주 대기 유명 민주시 집어다는 사자 캐발는 짝과세 제가 어디 미시부스 내가 모주로 쳐내 야오 지금 내가로 마시나 아니 또 동반이 되니 개 지금 俺要买的是，俺上街也要买的，等你要买的，啥是理个的，是吧？要么要么啥的，俺说那能行，等于要买的，我你都要买的，这地方理个的嘛都，个，这东西一到现在发现呢，这中间这个紧张，啊，这种东西嘛是不是缺一大面开了呢？那么如果，反正人就不差些呢，啊，他那都让这设计性那个五毛不足，啊的。 지금 And the quantum physics said, be yawarda. Quantum physics is objectively to your mars. Pene, more to your mars, I think I'll leave the door. Leave the door. Down the quantum physics, more to me, the sasology. The dilemma, the cadena, sasology, I'll leave the door. Sanjay Jim then, you didn't need to remember the. Tajani, that Minja Tayu Zangokane, Shijing Shun Alolia Jig, Chejang Kiava Mongusma, Sung Sarajella, Dida Tamjajam, Mingzam, Tasam, Slav Sane, the Yeva to Sunyoto. You look, Mingu Wang Yeva, Chagwekwan Yeva, Tanya to Chagwaim, Tala Tanya with Samashinji Menuva, Tendrichik Tene, that. Yavashaya Mado, Tung, because Dugshin is named to Tung with Mone, to Yachi Tanemet, but the controversy of the Chico Chatio, the controversy of the Sujangan Shigorwa, Shivakan on the Kishio Mari. What did he say? Suddenly, Indu, the Tangarans of Piggy, Chickbiggy, the Kasuri, Ton, the Turba, the Chick, when Yamsun Yachin, when a piggy heard the Vishit, the Yamar's Lavin. Harshlet, that Never should do. The wrong one to run Zimbe, Zimbe, she says of the any co, Gonu Chiamach. Chadang Yumotidi, or Timutin Zither, Chick Sunday in it, Timutin Zig, Duchen, and Teltene on the way into Zane, or the Chadangalotti, could Martinro, she dresser or co, two time of a cadula, Chadangalot, 10 days of Chongo, your sorcery. Kava should do it. Suddenly, Indu. Kevin or Java says, Donny, Donny, Anduke, Donny, Donny, Slavina, some now Donalia sources. Yodoka, did it? Kevin or Java says, said the swim.
So we are on verse number 25, which so we have already covered the teachings pertaining to the higher rebirth, and now we are at the teaching pertaining to the highest excellence or definite goodness. And the text is on verse 25, which says, the factors of highest excellence appear as subtle and profound. Now, with regard to highest excellence, there it refers to basically our liberation, nirvana. And so when it comes to talking about nirvana, we need to understand what and who actually becomes or who actually becomes liberated, who is liberated, and from what we are liberated, and by what means we are liberated. And then when we talk about nirvana, we also need to talk about samsara, because nirvana is that state which is going beyond samsara, out of samsara. Therefore, within samsara also, we need to think about who is in samsara, who is samsaric, and where do we actually go in this and round and round in samsara, and who actually, what kind of what leads us to this cycle of existence? And so and in this way, what we need to think about is the reason for us to reach, why do we actually have to reach the highest excellence? In other words, we need to think about how we also should lead ourselves to that highest excellence. And so when we think about it, and we should understand that as long as this grasping, clinging to some kind of an independent true existence and self and things remains within our mind stream, as long as this grasping is there, there's not going to be true happiness in us. And once this grasping at some true existence in oneself and other things is eliminated from within our mind stream, then we will no more have any suffering. And so this should be understood. And so it's like dealing with some disease and sickness. And we may give some kind of painkiller when the disease, when the sickness is too intense, the pain is too intense. We may give some, the doctors may give some painkillers. But that will not actually get at the root of the sickness, the disease itself. And therefore, in order to cure the person of the sickness, we need to go to the root cause and therefore give the medication accordingly. And so once that is done, then the person will be cured of the disease and the sickness. And similarly, we need to deal with the sickness of our the negative emotions and basically this grasping at true existence and things. And so in order to do that, in order to deal with it, what we need to develop mainly is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And in order to develop this wisdom, what we also need to go through is the process of the development of the three or the three trainings. And the first is that of the morality, the training of morality. And so with the practice of morality, what we do is we actually restrain from wrongdoings by constantly being mindful of where we are going, what we are doing. And while showing mindfulness, we also check within ourselves whether we are really focused in what we should do, which is introspection. So these two factors of introspection and mindfulness is also built while we practice this morality and discipline. And because of that, what we also do is we build up to have the real experience of single-pointed concentration as well, which with a powerful called concentration, then we can build the wisdom realizing emptiness as well. And so in order to be able to stay focused single-pointedly on one object, we need to develop concentration, which comes through the practice of morality, which in turn helps, the concentration helps build the wisdom. And so it's like when we sit in concentration, what we are doing is we are actually stilling our minds so that it's not distracted and it's not dull, and therefore we stay focused single-pointedly. It's like sometimes in certain areas, some kind of a rabbit, staying very still, without moving at all. So the birds, the eagles, are not able to detect that there is a rabbit there. And so it's like we say that the Tibetan saying is that the rabbit is actually has disguised as a stone. And so building concentration should be like stilling the mind. But here, there's also clarity of what you are meditating on. Not just, dull mind, but clarity also has to be built. And so this practice of single-pointed concentration is there in Buddhism. And also, of course, I've heard that in certain Christian monasteries, particularly I've heard that in Greece there is a monastery where they have the practice of meditation and single-pointed concentration, although I have not been able to verify that so far, but I've heard there is a practice of concentration or meditation in Christianity as well. But here, when we deal with overcoming or eliminating this clinging to some true independent existence and things, this ignorance, in other words, words, we have to build the three trainings. The main thing that we have to develop is the wisdom realizing ultimate reality. Although there is also wisdom which understands the conventionalities of things, like conventional subjects, how things are in conventional terms are and so forth, but ultimately it is this realization of ultimate reality or emptiness. And when we, of course, realize emptiness through reasoning and so forth, we need also to understand that emptiness is realized in a certain aspect where the mind does not kind of rarefy the things. It's in the emptiness appears to the mind as some kind of a negation and of the true existence. And therefore, in this way, we need to think about reaching the highest excellence through the wisdom of emptiness. And so that is what is meant by this verse, this line, the factors of highest excellence. And then it says, it appears as subtle and profound. Of course, emptiness or the ultimate reality is something which is very profound and very subtle, and it takes time and effort for us to actually gain this realization of ultimate reality. And so with regard to this, some people who have attended my teachings so many times may think that, His Holiness gives so many teachings, talks so much about emptiness, but then for us, we really don't understand much, and therefore we just have to say, I take refuge in you, His Holiness. And so, what we need to do is really build this understanding by using our reason, intelligence that we use, that we have. We should use it and try to get to this point of understanding emptiness. Otherwise, without understanding, the text says the childish bereft of learning are thus frightened. And so the victor says. And so and people who say that His Holiness teaches this emptiness too many times, but we don't understand, and of course should not feel discouraged, but then they should actually put effort in understanding the emptiness. And without knowing this emptiness well, then people sometimes say, the teaching of the Buddha is about there being not I, no emptiness, and then this and that, no this and that. But it's not right to say that, because if you don't understand emptiness well, you may say this. But to understand emptiness well means that you actually reject any kind of independent, intrinsic existence in things and self. And it's like also quantum physics, which is very good to understand that things do not have any objective existence at all. And so the Prajnaparamita Sutras also say that after having gone through various topics like form and so forth, and at the end of certain section, it says all this is mere name, all this is mere designation. So what emptiness is about is that that things do not have any independent objective existence, and we are not denying things as such, our experiences of the pain and pleasure and so forth, but that the things do not have any existence the way they appear to us, as if they have some kind of objective existence. That's not the way things are. And so we sometimes find this kind of teaching shocking to us, but I have some friends who have told me that, of course, Buddhism is very good religious tradition, but then at the end of the day, what it says is that there's no this, no that. So they get to the point of saying that Buddhism is almost like nihilism, but that's not the case. And when you really put effort and use reasonings and really endeavor to familiarize your mind with emptiness, you will be able to gain insight into emptiness. As far as I'm concerned, I do not claim to have any realization of emptiness yet, but I can still at least say that I am almost there. And so, when you are able to really understand, gain this kind of understanding of emptiness well, then that there is nothing independent objective existence in things, although they do appear to us as if they have these kind of way of existence. And then what you can do is you can actually shake the root of all these negative emotions, attachment and so forth, and you see that what attachment and anger actually focus on, what they see is not really true. It's just illusion. And so what we need to do is make effort. And so this is what we need to do when it comes to what the Amdovas call Tongwa Ni or emptiness. We need to really put effort.
Da Kevin oder Jack was sind das so ja die da zum selber Pazi Chungge be sollst du da Kevin Jack was selu kann das doch ne war die Kunde ne mal über ganze war der schon da sein da Kiwon kann das Korbe sind das doch ne ja und Korbe Korbe ist das ne Sagen wir, die Pungu, da schauen sie nämlich, da Pungu, den der Dinge. Bei den Dinge, Korbe, Simjen, Dinam, Maluba, Nanziba, der Chumatans. Simjen, Korra, der Nanzi, der Chumasuamarde, da kann der Korba, Chaya, Korra, Nanziba, Chumaris. Nach so wird Dunge, Seta, Mabachen, Yondea. Dunge, die nicht junge, junge Leute, du Dunge, die du Tantulanz und Dunge, die du schon so eine Rede war. Dunge, Dunge, Leute, Dunge, die du noch mal du. Der war durch ein Timmobe, Ranke, der war Tatar, Jump, sei das Dirwa. Also, so eine Dinge an Shashana, mit Tunju, Tunju, die Samuel, Dunge, mit der andere Starwa. In der Dunge, Mongushi, Miss Honig, so wird Dunge, du war. Chasang, da kann ich das, Dunge, mit der Dunge, mit der Dunge, Mongushi, kann also schon so du war. Chasa dungen dondo loy ya dungen ni longo bo juk sa de sha da on de ja de mo be ra ge de wa ta dan joms ji shen ben go lo cha shen ben du ya de zu de de ta da ya re de ti chu jung so ji ji che ta du su lo de go cha de ne yin du ji gun de ne wa lu ba ngan zi ba de shu wa da ta de de du me ge phung bu a su shan wa do ro de ta ti ga re la ma sa lam na Nyumu bo dengzi gwa ka chungwa reis, nganzi bale, nganzi de chungwa reis. Dindri yindu, nga yinzi ne kigu la penpa chikdu gyawe songs. Mare, penpa chikdu songwe songs. Chasanga, ta dindri ki, dunghe menduwa ne re, ta dunghe ki zawa chinghe, dunghe ki ten chinghe, nyelengi pungbu. Nyelengi pungbu yonya di, dengzi ki chigi yoba di, gong ne, Ding mal wenn es die Singe eine Dame bedauert so hat es. Hm. Da hier da hier ist aber nicht da bei Tonto lo. Mal so lo ja. Sie. Sie lüsen mir lo und junge na sie hat sie schputte sie hier da schon mal und ja bei lo die mal und ja bei lo die mich war massen sie hier da schon so lo schade war da. So die ist eine da hier da hier ist da hier war da. Eine Dagi, ngata ngayiwa sayata sungutuwa, ngata ngayiwa. Sa, eni ngayiwe ta, eni longjeje, eni ngayiwe ta che, ngayi lu, eni ngayi longje, ngayi ne, sa, ta duksin roti garo. Sa, dinti yendu, dayu dagi yue sewa, dini tambay duendu lo. Ta, ngayi tane gube, ngayi nesu tane samtaba ina, dinti ki, dagi sungayi nga sayati, lo na wana si yamarisi. Right? Dendrigita, Shundimatu, Tayun, the Pachi, any Tangi Dick Sungi, so called Tambukotu, Kasa, Dame, so a digital Kasu Dangibeva. Chi Dame, Chi Dame, the Punso, Debrazin, Denzin, the Ponku, but that depends on Kutu. Dinner Tabeton to law, that the years within Tabeton to law. Kangshi, Yanda Chita, or Yonsu Shibi, Nimin Jones. Tekwanani Yang Tabetun, Chitawashindu, Chitawashindu, Shibe, 에니 얼로 깨베이나 아 나유 사바지다 어 나유 사베 에니 로테 용고 마레스 어 다 넌진레 중 넌진레 중 풍군남 넌진 되네 된도 된도 준 강게 사베 주버데 깨워다 바칼식스 자다 넌진기 왕기 차당은 요목기 차당은 요목고 왕기 레사 다소 이니 세레 세다 풍불로 착배 다로 착배 다샤다 풍불로 세배 착배 다 디기 이니 풍부치면 인술 자유야 대응구도 와 뇌자가 자유구도 와 뇌자 대응서 디 마르즈멜로 디기 자유구 열와 자 디네 인두산에 넌진 레주 풍부남 이니 풍부 이니 대바 용신 말이스 가르슬라우나 Jebu Pumbu did Jujigi, Ju, Nanzi said, Chinjolo, Lachati Aris. Nanzi did the Dunu. Kanka Sabin, Zumba, take you out of Bakalashi. Sene. Dawa digi, Ganda any Pumbu Demi, Dogu, Pumbu Denzingi, Kansaka Denzingi, Shichi, what I demand, Dangu was so. Da Pumbu Tatar, Mizimba Tone, Nanzi Bond, yours. Nanzi Bata Panini. That's all so the Pungso could do be chut, damper member, tongue in the zane, that Pungso could chut, damper tongue, damper member, shiver, lot, chut it damage, but chut it amid of a shed of chair. Or chut it amid, that chut it amid of a shed of the casual shades. Can't a pungbut denzing shame soon chung and never matto bottle? And a cassa denzin, chomut dot of maris. That cassa denzinia denzin rakwa. Or peruchashina denzin gunda. Cassa denzin gunda. Dugiron, dado, zimbin zibati. Cassa denzin rakwa, dina ne gunda. That cassa ranjo to be zaidu was zimbati. Cassa denzin zibatengi. Tell a nancy ni chen. Kasa Pungu the Tiny, Mizuba Zibati, Kasa Zibati, Gunda. Kasa Pungu the Tiny, Tubi Raja Zibati, Kasa Gatanzi, Rakwa Tangi. That Kasa Raji Duba Zibati, and a Kasa Gatanzi, Chamuta the Chata, that did talk we are. Does it wrong that Da Mabo Tong Zangi, Dadu Zibi Denzing it away, Numo Dotu Marva? That was Yam Yon Dan Shingra. Kasa Ranjo to be Zayu to Zibi Zimba Ta by Yenaya, Kasa Raji to Zibi Zibu Degu of Indizane, Rada did Dami Kasu Shuti Dami Rabba Rabwe, Tanji, Shin, Din, Cheva Mania Bejinglia, Dami Tamu Tan, Chiro, Totting, Lotti, Gitu Chis Dami Chamung Indizane, any? Kada Rashi toy in the Rashi to be Zimba Tiki, then Yambo Kane, teach about Mania Berilla, Kansa Raja to be Zed to be Zimba. Any Kansa Taji Raji Tada, Ashaja, did it get a bit of the Savodua? Some down a Shayashtoa, Chick Soriashtoa, Sandy into Zane, any that diggy Umbevenali, any Nunjubi Yambo. Yeah, cheat them in Dogumaris. Nunjubi Nibu Kansaka Tamidon Trigri, cheat them with the Shidubi Nibu Sungi Umawita, the Kegum Yare. That Ganda Yumu Bonda, that Pumbu Demi Dogu Ray Sene. That is so. Dagshu Kansar Shimu Tonya, Chinjimalo Tonya, Kansakanto Tavishi, Pungso Shimu Tonya, Nevadu Kodis, that is Sungi Yare. Tonin Nanzi. Bonus Nanzi Bada Panini, Chini Pumu Jumin Jus. That Nanzi Nyambu Kene, Nanzi Toyundu, any Tewangi, Teletan and Jue, Chadan Kigumari, Teletane, Lesser Gumari, Tendi Indu, any Nilinki Pumu Jumaris. Chidder Melon, Denis, Ranshi Sunyan, Nam, Tene Yanda, Nidu, Jose, Kang Yamember, Tishin Pumunam, Tene, Nanzi Ban, and Miburjur, Ranki Shinji Sunyan, Yanda Nidu, Tengame. Chidramelon, Matemba, Ranshi Sunyan, Menanda, Pumunola, Matemba, Nanzibayan, Tatan Das. 제시기 파워 공고 오이니 대답부이 전투에 출로 믿도 되니 이 결혼으로 대대매 세네 아니 다 먼저 태고 투무 영소하겠다 가서 캐려야게 아니 지 나 태명 도시고면도 태명 도지는 나로래 그러나 손 오어 되봐다 아니 가서 손 안신 소화출 주부를 시어서겠다 투무 되나래 된데 송시아 수제 사회 공부디 다음에 배전이 송구야리스 그래서 수고하다와 소화 추위 주부나 시 송시하디 정심이 배전이 있어 송구야리 아 추위 당시 아니 가서 시집을 되게 다 대주야 송시하고 대주야 다 강사가 담이 라고를 자야다 야는 믿다고 하다 지금 딘지를 봐 자야 전에 송구도와 어 딘지 그래서 대 송구야사리 파고 끊고 더위 人民学习的他读的人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的他读人民学习的
Break here. So we are on verse number 26, which His Holiness also had read, and which says, I does not exist, nor will it. Mine does not exist, nor will it. While the childish are frightened by this, for the learned, it ends all fear. So this was explained in connection with His Holiness's own experience of emptiness, saying that he has no real experience, but he's almost there. And so for those who are learned, who are wise, emptiness will not cause any fear in them, but will give the real understanding that things have no objective existence, in other words. And then verse number 27, His Holiness read through 27 through to verse number 34, and 27 says... Verse number 27 says, sentient beings without exception arise due to grasping of I, grasping at I, and for beings having a grasping at mine, the one speaking solely to benefits, thus said. So what this means is that all we, of course, although we want happiness, we are beset with suffering. Why? Because we are we have this grasping at some kind of existence, an I or ego grasping at some kind of independently existent I or self, and because of which, even though we don't want suffering, we cause ourselves more suffering. And so suffering, in many cases, we can see that we we human, it's our own human creation, and therefore, in order to overcome what we have created ourselves, what we need to do is to really go into the root of this suffering, the cause of suffering, which is this grasping at some true existence, truly existent, existing I or self. And so this is the root, and therefore, Master Chandideva, in his Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, the Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life, says, although they want, they do not want suffering, they run after the cause of suffering, which means that we create more causes for ourselves to suffer more. And although they want happiness, they destroy it as if destroying some enemy. And so without really knowing the reality of how things are, in other words, being ignorant about the truth, how things really are, that they do not have any independent existence, but they are dependently originated, but because of not understanding that, and we cause ourselves more suffering. And so, therefore, in order to help sentient beings to overcome this clinging to self or clinging to I and mind, the Buddha, the one who speaks solely to benefit, means the Buddha has thus spoken. And then next verse says that I exist and mind exists are ultimately false. As for those who understand reality, these two do not exist. And again, it says that we have this clinging to the I, some kind of an ego grasping, and because of that, that leads, and we lead ourselves to clinging to mindness. And so, because of this clinging to mindness, then we think about my body, my resources, my wealth, my families, relatives, and so forth. And similarly, we have the same kind of chain of kind of grasping at some truly existing, independently existing, called my body, my resources, and so forth. And so in reality, what we have to understand is that the things do not, including yourself, your self and mindness and so forth, they do not exist the way they appear to us to have some kind of true independent existence. And therefore, when we talk about this mindness, the grasping at mindness, it is mainly related to the grasping at this body, the aggregates, the psychophysical aggregates, in relation to which we think about mindness. This is my, and so forth. And so, in the first real of the teaching, the Buddha has actually taught the selflessness of persons only, whereas that is not sufficient to overcome our grasping at true existence of everything. And therefore, we also need to understand or gain insight into the selflessness of phenomena. And therefore, in the next verse, it says that I exist and that mine exists ultimately false. And for those who understand reality, these two do not exist. And so, mindness or selfhood do not have any kind of intrinsic independent existence is what it means. And so we need to also understand, and in the next verse it says, as for the aggregates arising from the grasping of I, the grasping of I itself is ultimately unreal. For that whose seed is unreal, how can its production be real? And so what happens here is, what this shows is that because of our clinging to this self, independently existing self, this ego grasping, what happens is we also create or come up with attachment. We become attached to some things and averse certain others. And so, And because of this, we create karma, which in turn brings us suffering. And therefore, it's not just enough to overcome the grasping at a personhood or a self, but also we need to overcome this grasping at the psychophysical aggregates. In other words, the grasping at the true existence of phenomena. And because that gives rise to attachment to the, because of our attachment to the psychophysical aggregates, we we have attachments to give rise to attachment, anger, and so forth, and then accordingly create karma and we suffer. And therefore, when you see that this grasping at self itself is, in other words, untrue, false, then you will be able to see that this grasping at aggregates also is false. And therefore, when you are able to see the lack of any true independent existence in the psychophysical aggregates, and then you will be able to also overcome this grasping at some true existence of self as well. And therefore, the grasping at true existence or an existence of psychophysical aggregates is shown to be the basis for grasping at true existence of a self as well. And in this, and therefore, and so as long as Nagarjuna, Master Nagarjuna also says that as long as there is grasping at true existence of psychophysical aggregates, there, to that extent there will be the sense of I and mine. And therefore, you have this division between I, mine, and so forth, and then causing attachment and so forth, and suffering as well. And therefore, within the understanding of emptiness or selflessness, you have to understand the selflessness of phenomena, which in turn helps us to get rid of the self, grasping at self of a person as well. And therefore, within the self of a person, grasping at self of a person, there are various degrees of subtlety as well. For example, grasping at some kind of Atman which is posited by certain religious schools, such as an Atman which is permanent, single, and autonomous, which is a very gross form of grasping at the self. And then there are subtler ones, which is, for example, the grasping at some kind of substantially existent self-sufficient I or self, and within which there are two. One is called seeing this self-sufficiently, substantially existent I as having called similar attributes or characteristics as the aggregate, and which is grosser than the other one, which is seeing or perceiving this self-sufficiently existing substantial I as having no characteristics of the self or aggregates. And so in this way we and then finally the subtlest form of grasping at self is the grasping at a self which is independently objectively existing I or self. And so in this way, when we understand the degrees of subtlety within the grasping of self of a person, then what we can see is that as long as the subtler ones remain within our mind stream, the grosser ones still will persist. And although you may understand, you may have the grasp insight into the gross level of selflessness, for example, the first one, seeing that there's the self lacks any permanent, permanent, single, and autonomous self, still that will not affect that much. That will not kind of shake the root of grasping at the truly existent I as such. And therefore, in order to get rid of the rest of the grasping at self, we need to get rid of the this grasping at a self, which is perceiving the self to have any independent objective existence whatsoever. And so even within the Madhyamaka system itself, Madhyamaka philosophical schools, there are divisions between these Savatantrikas and Madhyamakas, Prasangikas and so forth. And so the Savatantrika Madhyamakas say that the factor which actually binds us in samsara is this grasping at the true existence of a self. and a person. And whereas the grasping a true existence of phenomena as such is not considered to be the called the root of samsara, but the other one is said to be. And therefore, they say that in order to get go out of samsara, in other words, reach nirvana or liberation, they say that understanding selflessness of person is enough, and there's no need to understand or gain insight into emptiness as such. But then the philosophical system of Madhyamaka Prasangika say that it is very imperative for us to realize emptiness, even to reach nirvana within the Shravaka called system or the Pratyeka Buddha system. It is necessary for us to realize emptiness. The verse number 30 says, so seeing aggregates to be unreal as such, one abandons the grasping of I. By abandoning the grasping of I, and aggregates do not rise again. And so, and then verse number 31 through to 34 shows that for us, things do appear to have some kind of existence of, intrinsic, independent, objective existence, whereas there is no such existence at all whatsoever. And so it gives the analogy of a mirror. Relying on a mirror, reflection of one's face is seen. So when for children, when the reflection of one's face appears in the mirror, they think that their face is actually there. And so there is this appearance of the mirror reflection as if it's a face, and whereas it's not. And so similarly, although things do appear to have some kind of true existence, they do not have such a way of existence at all.
Kingo tabu pensin di kujin jin kawan jurus, ta lam sum sen da nyumung bata leda kaya kunyu sum di pasi insari kunyu sum sehati nyumung bata kunyu leki kunyu kaya kunyu sen sum che dina jibu lam sum ta tong da u mebas ta maribu kaya kudu ki kuten di Maribu ngame pangshebe yang tenzi cari senji, tak kata kata kaya ni kau tu kaya ni nebe ni kau tu cakap orang tu, di minsu tu suruh tenye, minsu kiri jepa cawat tu suruh tenye ni seling kiaru, ngelam maribu kiaru tu seling kiaru tu yang dek kiaru, tenzi itu tenzi cari ciki, ane kata kata suruh jua masuk kongla, yang tenzi senji yang tak bet. 자다 동자 치자 문자다 변패지 님이지 나로리아 다 머리베 군들랑베 아니 패지 코아펜지글레 패지 님이지글다 자다 동자 패지 응고야다 실수여다 정말 이소 레만 고치
So then the member member, that's the coin of the one. So then the Hindu,
다디 땅스 파 십차로 와 개로 담보이나 개인 디버점지 땡중 대코나니 슬럽도 인 세우쇼 처기하리 띵주 저든 선을 다도 와 마이 마르미페 주진 사민신이 나바게 사디카도 띵 저든 시그널로야 다라도 다음에 고알랜다지 또 타녀도 장세게 시샤셔는 송교하래 또 진짜게 타는 14고 강도도 애니시네 타녀도 장세 시행기 오모보 힘으시다 신의 시행마도 그 치코를 커도 다가도 와 개인이 디버점지 띵중 취니 살 송도 와 저 진짜 이리 전에 나와 가다 치기띠는 살 쉬우시라 오물루루 커서 시라베아들이 오물루루기 Tenjidrava Jumaka Tenne Dombanyi Dushi Tenne Tenne Dawata Tenne Ume Lamye No Sene Wata Tanyi Sewe Ume Tuyandi Dithwane Leungto Sawati Degindu Kasati Yangda Nidu Jidenla Yeme Nidu Misim Sos Nawa Tato Ngo Niji Yabaya Me Tenne Mebaya Meba Mingya Tayo Zangge Yabaya Indu Zane Meba Nidu Nga Misim Sos Ta Tanyi Sewe Tuyang Sumari
So verse number 35, in fact verse number 34, let me just finish, it says that when the exalted Ananda, having comprehended meaning such as this and attained the divine Dharma vision, he reveals this to the bhikshus. So this is actually a reference to certain quotations in the Hinayana Sutras, which says such things as like the form is like a form that appears, that forms on the top, and then the feeling is like a bubble and so forth. And so what this shows is that when one sees dependent origination, one sees the Dharma, and one sees the Dharma also, and one sees the Tathagata. So these kind of quotations are referred by this verse. And so what it shows is that things do not have any intrinsic existence. So when seeing Dharma, one sees the Tathagata refers to seeing that things do not have any intrinsic or inherent existence. And so to understand the two truths here is very important. And the Buddha gave his Dharma, as Nagarjuna says, the Buddha gave teachings, his teachings based on the two truths, the conventional and the ultimate. And then the next verse, number 34, says, as long as there is grasping of aggregates, so long in view of these there is grasping of I. When there is grasping of I, there is action. There are actions. From where? Where from in turn ensue rebirths. And so because of our clinging to or grasping at the aggregates, the psychophysical aggregates, that gives rise to grasping at a self of a person, a self, and then that in turn causes us to have attachment and anger and so forth, which in turn leads to which actually propels us, the creating karma, and which propels us in this samsara. And so, within this causal process, what actually leads us to create karma is ignorance at the causal level. At the causal level, the ignorance that actually leads us to create karma is this ignorance about the true reality of how things are. Whereas actually when we create the karma itself, then what comes actively is the ignorance about the causality, law of causality. And so these two, in other words, one serves as the basis giving rise to the other when we actually create the karmas. And so having created a karma, what happens to us is that we actually propel ourselves into another existence in the next life. life, which actually comes through the help of, once we have created a karma, it is kind of reactivated around the time of death or so through these two links within the 12 links of existence, 12 links of dependent origination, the two links which are grasping or appropriation, grasping and appropriation. And so these two, through these, then we actually take a rebirth and again go into this cycle of existence. And so this is how it, what is shown here, that we from this karma or action, in turn, rebirth ensues. And then verse number 36 says, through the three phases of cycle of existence, one revolves like a wheel of fire, without beginning, middle, and end, whilst mutually giving rise to one another. So here, the three phases of cyclic existence refers, the three phases refers to these three afflicting factors, which are afflictive emotions, karma, and the rebirth. And so these, through these, what happens is one revolves like a wheel of fire. And so what happens here, so when we go round and round in this cycle of existence, there's no beginning, middle, or end. While we have created one karma which has brought out into one existence, in that very existence, the moment we actually conceive, for example, in a womb, or we take rebirth in a certain existence, then at that very moment, because of our grasping at true existence of the psychophysical aggregates, we still, we again, you know, repeat the same process of creating karma, and then because of which, again, while one cycle of rebirth or 12 rings of 12 links of dependent origination is in work, we still create more of this whole cycle of 12 rings of existence. In other words, once you are born, for example, you have created a karma in this life, and which actually is reactivated, revitalized through the grasping and appropriation, or craving and grasping, and then that in turn throws us into an existence. Or in the next existence, as soon as we have the psychophysical aggregates of that existence, we also has this grasping at the psychophysical aggregates, which in turn lead us to create more karma. So in this way, we, while one cycle is still not completed, we create another cycle. We begin with another cycle. It could go on and on like that. We may create hundreds or thousands or even tens of thousands or hundred thousands and so forth of the same another cycle of existence. And so this is what is shown here, that there is no beginning, end, and middle, while mutually giving rise to one another. And so this is how it happens. And then verse number 37 shows that things are merely a name, that they are merely designated, and the things are of mere conditionality. And so the verse says, because it is not acquired from self or another, or even in the three times, grasping of I is finally dissipated, and thereafter the actions and rebirth. And so because of our grasping at some kind of true existence of self, we create karma and so forth, and which lead us to this cycle of existence. Whereas if you understand that things do not either have any independence arising from the self, from a self, nor from another, and inherently existing another, nor from both, nor, of course, causelessly, then what you understand is that the samsaric beings are merely designated, although we do hold on to some kind of true independent existent I. There is no such a samsaric being who is independently existing, and therefore when you really check and analyze into how you really exist, this ignorance grasp at this kind of a true existence, independent existence, whereas when you really look, search for that I, what you will find is that it is, you lack that kind of I at all. And so you lack that kind of I. And so in order to reach nirvana, what we need to do is that we need to overcome all these negative emotions, the kleshas. And nirvana itself is that state wherein you have actually overcome all the delusions, all the negative emotions within yourself. And nirvana itself is defined as that suchness of the mind itself, which is the free from, the suchness of the mind free from all delusions, all negative emotions, is nirvana itself. So nirvana is not something outside of yourself. It is that very empty nature of your mind, the emptiness of your mind, when it's free from all delusions. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna also, which will come later, says that all these fabrications or reifications will dissolve into or within the emptiness. So this is what pointing to the fact that nirvana is emptiness of the mind, of one's own mind, when it's free from all negative emotions. And then, having said that, of course, we need also to understand that emptiness is also empty of any intrinsic existence. Therefore, from form to omniscience, everything has nothing, no objective existence at all. So understanding the suchness of dependent origination is very important.
Yonsu mishi tachiros da teki chigurse. Then, tadi, tenegata, tematini, that hover to ye, any, chigurti, tramawa, and then Lamayan de Gondo Tavese, Marie, Lamayan de Gondo Gurbeze, any, rebutinchin to get that telvata mixus and sungu usari. Young and Della did a good memory to nature mixes. Number shape, you know, Tomayme. Takada Dodge, number shape, you know, Tomayme. So young de Tony Laman had gone to seven negole, and the Pumble Hammer better, Casorbe, Nasa, Lenny, you punch of a Pumbu, you cheve jelly, Sammy, you pumble the jenny, that delia, any Timudua. Cause when a trash was a Julia, any Illusage. Because 다다 봉고 싸와는 드니 켜고 찜이가 냥엔 대바 응음에 방 미나 대무 칼레인스 다 뭐니 단 뒤져로 물어 드바신 시선으로 소원하는 시 인사를 단 드면체 냥엔 대바 응음에 방 미나 대무 칼레 뭐다 뭐미 뭐다 뭐 뭐다 뭐 맨젠바 세바냥엔 다시 자스 다가다 냥년은 데버 담바리 삼네 냥데 띵두둔 지니 뭐 냥데 건도 저오냐 별로 껴이네 거다 논주지 자 데데 한다 더롱도 이거도 와 저한테 띵두 자네 뭐 뭐 맨저 뭐 세번 냥에 다시 자스 너나 난 저하시는 이 뭐 세번에서 세번이 냥에 다시 세번이 있으네 세번은 세번도 세네 데 대응은도 줘베 난 내가 chigliya, nigo chabawa chigliya, ini nyangdesigya aris. Ini parjinkali ini sishinyam nyi sienta, zuja sunyogodwa. Taladam hongumi, mariti mari, ngayda ngabu menzimbo seba nyangdesigya, dona mebar tawani lejiribu mejibu, suna mayin, ngayasunga teni lopotashishya, suna mayin belayasana, ngayasunga kigiris. Dona yebar tawani lejiribu yujibu, Oh ini kata mayu ialah ada jika sesuatu berbagai ada jika sana masa sana ialah ada mayu ialah satu jadi kata tenzingi guna dalam cuma itu sana ia bertanya legend juga juga sana tenzu tujuh bayang tu tawa sesiapa dos jadi jika bayang tu bertawa sesiapa itu semua kau lah pergi cuba cari aris siapa mereka yang sih tidur sana melandakan tiangnya tu tenzu le tena tawa tambah ses. Tak ada tenzin pang ni, ini mewah leh tu, senang leh tu. Ini tujuh je, ini tak ada saya memberi, tak ada so kuat pun juga leh. Tenang kamu sih, yang kau ini tu sana, tenang terbawa tambah sih. Ini
So verses. 38, verse number 38 says, seeing causes and effects arising as well as ceasing, one in this world ultimately discerns neither existence nor non-existence. And so this is checking about the dependent origination of things, that things do not either have any intrinsic existence, nor that they, when we say that things have no intrinsic existence, that we are denying any existence at all. And so understanding of the dependent origination, suchness of dependent origination, in other words, is very, very crucial, because dependence means, shows that there is nothing exists inherently, whereas arising or origination say, shows that we are not denying the existence of things. And so this is very clearly also mentioned in the Sphuta Artha of Haribhadra, which is the clear meaning commentary of Haribhadra on Abhisamaya Alankara. And the understanding in this way, the emptiness, to mean that dependent origination is said to be the middle way, as Master Nagarjuna says in the Karika. And then verse number 39 says, listening to this Dharma that ends all suffering, if one develops unreasonable fear towards what is not frightening, such fear arises only through utter lack of understanding. And and then it goes on to say into the next verse, when in Nirvana all these cease, you fear not. Yet when their non-existence is explained here, why then do you fear? And so this is dealing with the nirvana with without residue. You know, in certain schools of thought, they say that when you attain after having become an arahat, when you die, then nothing whatsoever of you, either nothing of your psychophysical aggregates, even the consciousness remains at all. And so even the consciousness of an arahat goes out of existence completely. And so it is saying that when you do not fear that when you don't become, when you become nothing, when you say that you become nothing, you don't fear, then why do you have to fear this teaching of emptiness as well? And so in this case now, of course, in this line number three, it says, yet when the non-existence explained, it said, this is explained by the Madhyamakas, that the, who assert that things do not have any intrinsic existence whatsoever. And so when Madhyamakas explain that things do not have any existence, why do you have to fear this? And so the when with regard to the arhatship, it sometimes said that in certain other schools who do not assert that after death the arahats go turn into nothing, but they still remain in a, some kind of a mental body, and so that mental body is attained through uncontaminated karma and the ground of what is known as the ground of imprint of the ignorance. And so of course it's quite complicated idea, but when we talk about the bodhisattvas attaining Buddha body in the end, it is more clearly explained in the tantras and highest yoga tantra, and where it explains very precisely about the substantial course of a form body of a Buddha. And so, and then verse number 41 says, in liberation there is neither self nor aggregates. When liberation is explained as such, why then do you not rejoice in the negation of self and aggregates? So here this is kind of an argument against those, argument in relation to the arhatship or nirvana with residue and nirvana with, without residue. And so, according to the certain lower schools, they say that nirvana with residue means as long as an arahat has, is still within the psychophysical aggregates, and then there is nirvana with residue. And once they die from there, then the aggregates are also cease, and therefore there is nirvana without residue. And according to the Prasangika Madhyamakas, they say that you know, nirvana with residue and nirvana without residue actually has to be understood in terms of within that nirvana that you attain, which is this total elimination of all negative emotions within your mind. When you are totally absorbed in emptiness, your mind is totally absorbed in emptiness, then there is no appearance of any true existence of things at all, and therefore it is called nirvana without residue. Whereas once you come out of that absorption and you see the varieties of things, and then there is an appearance of things and, as if they have some kind of objective existence, then that is the nirvana of with residue. So it makes real sense when you define nirvana with residue and without residue in this way. And then verse number 42 says, when liberation is not even a non-thing, how can it then be a thing? Know that extinction of conceptualizations of both things and non-things is in fact nirvana. And so nirvana is attained when you actually get rid of all these grasping at true existence of things completely. And if you actually think that nirvana can have some kind of a true independent existence, that is also wrong. So grasping at nirvana to have some kind of a true existence is also not right. And so this one is saying, as Master Nagarjuna says, that nirvana is defined as that which is the non-intrinsic existence of samsara. So which is to say that when you become an arhat, when you realize reach liberation, your mind is free from all grasping, all this grasping a true existence, and that is the state of nirvana. And then
Döne şavarış, diyu bena dinju ber jumbu yona tongşin. Digi bena da da diyu bena dinjung. Mari diyu bena dinjung ber jumbu yona tongşin sade dene dalışçe. Digi bena digi ber marmi jumbu veşino sade dene junga, dene kevatçe. Dinjung ni butsun doğa. Na de de lobe kamalı şile ani Kur'an gikine Kenji shi wazun zai shabi, cai shing ge dhebe nali ya, di saiba shi wishto. Deni ju me, deni ju shiwe kwa ne, ngontu zhu ya. Deni takwe, deni ju shiwe kwa ne, ngeli zhu ya, shi, sung duwa. Chisa sanjian namji chio tepa, dema nila yangda, deni shi sung sha ge ta, kasa mari, mari, kyu ji shi, shirbu chi ge, kyu ji shi ni kasa ba, deni ji nila zamdi juk, shi na sung sha kwa, ta deni ji ni sha. Yandu ngontu zhu be, chuli zambi, Jumdendegi leksha tsamorlo, leksha kun, nani, teni jumwe, ten jungi tuwa nai maa songde yaachi. Tenshi songya di, ten jungi teko na, ten jungi, ta, gaso gore ta. Ten jungi ten jungi tuwa nai songgi yaarwa, daba shi songya di. Ten jungi la jungi di, daga tuwa nai songgi tuwa. Ta teni, tarwa zhuya liya, ina teni, dagwe ten jungi, ina shiwe kwa nai ngeli zhuya chani. Sayo shato, lupo kamala shiri songna ala. Ta lupo kamala shiri to Kurang ki gen, And the Pena zhugu subu de, toks, zhugu dima de, rinpu re, tungu re slo na, xia tuya me doba. Zhugu dili de na, rinpu. Zhugu dili de na, tungu. Cha zanga di gang la, rintung, toks jaa ne, di tungtung re siya de, xianwaan kwanay zhubo ma do, rangwaan ka zhubo doba. Sawa dili yin do, da tida tida chanpe, kang da kang yin ne, Penzu dehne shayashi mado, demegi dudenge chie bedevichi. Ta deme de baba baba pa samdai nuzane, ta mingde shakwala deme, ta dekang rodege doa. Chazanga, denjung seadele ya, gyunze denjung chik, chala takwe denjung chik, dene takwe denjung chik, denjung sumgang rodege doa. Chashele dehne takwa seage denjung di rangyu wendu yore. Tā dākshī ngā tū mē tā bā, mīng jāng tā yu sā kī tēn chūng tī, tā tānyā tū rāng sī mī shī bī bē, yīni ūmō bā. Tā ūmō bā, kāsā ūmō bā kāsā kūtā, tā rāng sī mī shī bā tī, tā tū mī bā kua tā rī shā. Tēn chī kī tā tōng nī kī kua chī chā, chī sā mū kua rī yīna, tēn chī kī mī kī tsa wā nī shī kī tū yā chī kī, tī mē nā mī kī tā tī kī tū wā, rāng jī bē tā ngō nī, tuyān tā bā ngō nī mū chū sī lā bā tā lā bā tū yī, Moni Jubashi Yadeva, Granzula Nang de Yaris, and the Gazette of Wanshi the Nangs, but the Gazette of Wanshi the Minas, Songdoa. Tanya the Nazimishi with the Gazette of Wanshi the Nangs, and that makes the Shigdoa. Kavashi was too did it. What did the Shah? So Jumbu Mena, Tony, Rangamo, Lemmains, Yumin Ranshi, Lemmin Chir, Marmin Jua, maybe Chir, Virgin Jua, Mabashin, Tether Junde Ketonshin. Jidin dini qishindu zhele zhunga kairang bais da gyunze ngusunga zhu nyungu yari nyamidu yari gyunze kietong shins gyunze nyamidu yeba digi doba di zhubyungu duwa kankang jenla raha laba tazi rangshi qidun suwanda kankang jenla raha laba yina shenla doba raba shenla doba yina rangwang zhubyungu duwa da rangwang meba zhi da Chachi chingayi di kandu xiaoshlu na mingya dayu zan wang rogu duwa. Zan jindai yindu, teta gyundi jiedong xin jirin dini qi xindu, zhele xiong wang kaya langbe, zheba dokta zang, mingya dayu zang zheis, zhele xiong wang kaya langbe, kaya langne, meba yidu kembe nis. Ma dindri zhi, guapo zhele ma chung wang, yangda qi xin, ni gyu wa, kaya lin, yueba ni ming gyu si. Da? Dakdun zayni, tuan tambar, 가서도 전한테 뭔가 봐. 아니. 전한테 뭔가 봐. 가서 다도 전에 니야 요 말했으네. 뭐니 주고 거기 와라 뭐도. 이보다 저발레 모종아 예 저발레 모종아 양 양다 지신이 요거 캘레 저다 민자 따유 정도 여버지 캘라 힌두자네 모니기 아니 여버 니도 민주르사 데 캘레 여버 니 민주 데나 니 밑에부터 또 땅다도 찬다 니를 밑에부터 저도 그랬어 야
So from verse number 46, it says in verse number 46, seeing production as having causes, one goes beyond nihilism. Seeing cessation as having causes, one no longer asserts existentialism. So before that, what is shown is in verse number 43 to 45 shows that we create karmas which even cause us to be virtuous karmas which cause us to still bind us in samsara and therefore these kind of karmas, virtuous karmas are termed as wrong it says false view, but although it's within the context of the mundane level, it is a right kind of view that's good, that leads us to create a karma for higher rebirths and so forth. But because of holding on to some kind of a true existence in things, and because it binds us, this kind of karma binds us in samsara, it is called false view. And then verse number 46 shows that causes and conditions, in other words, dependence in terms of causes and conditions, which is dependence in terms of causality, and then also dependence in terms of designation, how things are designated. And therefore, between these two, the first one covers only those things which come through causes and conditions. In other words, which are have to do with cause and effect. And whereas dependence by designation encompasses everything, including the causality itself. And then with regard to the cause itself, there is a cause which is actually a factor which gives rise to an effect, and also a cause which actually leads us to understanding how things really are, which is to say that things are dependent. Therefore, we can see that things do not have any intrinsic existence and therefore empty of any intrinsic existence. And therefore, when we talk about emptiness, the meaning of emptiness is not saying that things do not exist at all, but what we are saying is that things do not have any intrinsic or independent objective existence. But because things are designated, emptiness means that things are designated by way of dependent by way of designation. Therefore, we can see that things do exist because they are dependent. And then next verse 47 says something formally or simultaneously produces not a cause, and ultimately there is no cause because such reduction is not known either conventionally or ultimately. And so and this is talk about called the independently existent other. And so when we talk about our self and others, me and others and so forth, actually what we see is that something that we talk, that we refer to as an other, is called posited in relation to something else. And so even this is true even in the case of causes as well, that you call something a cause because of something that it gives rise to, which comes in the future after it, and therefore a cause is also relative. And so Master Nagarjuna says that, I mean, the production from self, other, and so forth do not exist, and which means that inherently existing self and others do not have any existence, and therefore, if there is no self, an entity, then how can there be an entity which is an other? And call. And then in this verse, in line number 3, it says that because such production is not known, either conventionally or ultimately, what this shows is that although we can talk about causes and conditions giving rise to their effects and so forth, but they have to be understood only in terms of how they are designated. Because if we really search for, if we assert that there is an intrinsically or independently existing cause which gives rise to an effect, then we have to be able to find it when we actually search for that cause, whereas it cannot be found. Therefore, it's merely designated. And cause and effect do not have any kind of intrinsic existence at all. And whereas it's not denying the existence of cause and effect as such, but that things do not have any intrinsic existence. In reality, although things come through causes and conditions, then they are designated by and so forth, but in reality, nothing actually exists inherently. And so, although that is the case, Tibetan Master Drum Thompa has said that although, in ultimate sense, the fire, the hand, and the burning, the action of burning, do not have any intrinsic existence yet. In conventional terms, if you actually put your hand in the fire, it'll burn. And so what this shows is that although things do not have any, we deny any inherent independent existence in things, this is, and we say things are empty, yet it is not a denial of the factual things which actually are there in convention. And so so in this way, what it shows is that conventionally things exist, but in the ultimate sense, when you do search for the entities, then you cannot find it at all. And then verse number 48 shows, 48 says, because this exists, that ensues. Because just as when there is long, there is short, because there is this arises, that arises, just as when there is flame, there is light. And so the first two lines show, so here what is shown is basically that things are dependent, that they are designated and in relation or in dependence on other factors. And therefore the first two lines show the dependence by way of designation, whereas the last two lines, line three and four, shows a dependence in terms of causality. And so understanding these two are very crucial, because Kamalashila, in his commentary to the Chandrakshita's Tatavsamgraha, which is a text on logic and epistemology, Kamalashila, who was a disciple of Chandrakshita, has commented on his teacher's text. And this commentary, Tatavsamgraha Panjika, in it, he says clearly that through the understanding of law of causality, we actually create causes, we can create causes rebirth in higher existence, is fortunate rebirth, whereas through the understanding of the through the understanding of dependent origination in terms of how things are designated, then we can create causes for liberation, nirvana. And this is what echoes in Master Tsongkhapa's also writing in his praise to the Buddha for teaching relativity. And and Shandarakshita and Kamalashila were two great masters of Indian masters who came to Tibet in the 8th and century, were the followers of Savatantrika Madhyamaka's philosophical school, which was in fact founded by Shandarakshita, wherein they assert that things do have some objective existence, and therefore, because of that, they say that sensory perceptions, the independent or the true existence do not appear. Whereas in the case of the Madhyamaka school, the sub school, which is Prasangika Madhyamaka, who deny any objective existence things, they say that these there is an appearance to the sensory perceptions of independent existence of things. And so there is a difference between these two schools in asserting objective existence or not. And and then it so the first and then with regard to how things are related, we can use our fingers. Take the for example, if we put up called three fingers, the three last fingers in our right hand, the middle one, which is the ring finger, is called taller or longer compared to the small finger. Whereas as if you put it in, together beside the middle finger, it is shorter. And therefore, whether you call the middle this ring finger short or long is also relative. And in other words, now we can understand that nothing whatsoever can escape relativity, that they, that things are related to one another or relative to another thing. And therefore, through the understanding of causal independence and within the understand in terms of causality, and there is also with regard to dependence of things, there is dependence in terms of causality, there's dependence in terms of how a part is related to its whole, and how a whole is related to its parts, which is in fact asserted by the Savatantrika Madhyamakas as well. And then finally, the subtlest form of designation or dependence is this dependence in terms of designation, how things are merely designated, how they are merely in name, that there is nothing whatsoever that exists objectively. And so when you understand, when you really get into this understanding of how things do are merely designated or how things do not have any objective existence, then you'll be able to actually deconstruct or you'll be able to destroy all objectification in things. Whereas for the as long as you assert objective existence, you cannot destroy objectification in things as well. And then the next verse, verse number 40 called 50 says that seeing a effects arising from causes, one considers the... So this is about the explanation of verse number 49. And then 50 says, seeing effects arising from causes, one considers the world as arising through fabrications. One thus does not assert non-existence. And so...
で、なんだで。たなに、たな、にみてば取れちゃった。どうするわ。取れなのとはそう、にゃわなんじゃさ、トンス。みくけてちゅいな、にゃわなんじゃじめと。ちずるわなんじゃね、じじんてね、やんだと。たさてだにゃのんじゃめと。ちゃめみくしん。ちずるみくしんだわ、ちゅめ、とんどもいば、てしん、ぽんぼたんだわ。ただため。 던도민 Rungshin 그 여등에 나왔던지 밀어오인 등에 나왔던지 밀어오인 등에 그 최 대가를 한 파파파파파 원이 주요면 딱 유진의 주요 파파 유진의 주요면 서면 딱 그래 그 모두 가래 그 모두를 안 들은 실도 가래서 파파 자가시면은 니 좀 해야 되지. 그래서 인도 낭신도 동 동신도 낭 어디 뒤면 낭동 개미사디 아 안다 뒤절에 뒤절 좀 붙이면 근데 동굴지 어디 나리야 신컨디션은 멀리봐 당연한 것은 이제 딱 와서 쓴데야 당나 견가지 내루지 뭐 애마호 내가라 춘진 된것신 인상수미 영 낭으로 뭐 년하게 접어 멀리노 nga jeme nang ge nang jo shi ji ye mo zu zu shi nang zha ge ju me de mo tong shi da su zu su wa nang ya ye de ba di ye di nang shen du tong ba go ngo ni ju me de ba shi re shi zhe zha nang zha ge ju me de mo tong ye na ya nang zong zha zong de ge de ne pen nu de de ne jun zhe ge den zhu de ge ba yi zu zha ne nang zha ge ju me de mo tong nyam ga wa nang dong su zhu di lu mi ji de zhe nge ba nye
这是车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上车上 yobaris. What did it? Yoboko moni yobazina? Only moni you drew at the drew yemipa ribe zeni, moni you drew at the money to ribe cabaret, moni you drew yana, ribe totuze zishiki, near govala, money vese, zishiki cabaret. The moni you were the cabaret model, make one get you some the kilomarita. Just a car is on. Moni you were cabaret niggy, means I'm going to give it to. 관리용도 자 근데 이제 어디 있니? 간단당동 개미리 쓰지 소리 저거 들으셔 아니 다 주시오
멀리서 52번부터 있었습니다. 멀리서 보이는 형상이 가까이 있는 이들에게 분명히 보이고 시지류가 물이라면 가까이
So verse number 50 shows that, of course, causality is something undeniable to us because things do come through causes and conditions, and therefore, what it shows is that things are dependently originated or existent. And therefore, whatever Masnagarjuna says, that whatever depends on conditions and causes and conditions, Master Tsongkhapa says whatever depends on causes and conditions, they are said to be empty of any intrinsic existence. And what more amazing instruction than this can be found? And then verse number 51 also shows that things do not have any intrinsic objective existence, and therefore they are free from any fabrication. And so when you understand that things are dependent originated, yet they are devoid of any intrinsic existence, you can actually overcome any kind of objectification, and therefore you will be free from both the nihilism and permanence, holding on to permanence in things. And then verse number 52 shows. So verse number 51 says, refuting whatever arises through fabrication to be existing in reality, one does not assert existence. Not relying on duality, one finds liberation. And then verse number 52 shows the consistency between appearance and emptiness. And so the consistency between these two means that, because things do affect us, we can relate to causes and conditions, and therefore when we do something it affects that we experience the results and so forth. Therefore the dependence of causality is something undeniable and unfailing. And whereas when we say that if we say that things have some intrinsic existence, we should be able to find them when we search for that entity, whereas it cannot be found. But not being able to find when we search for that other entity, in itself, doesn't mean that the thing does not exist at all. And therefore, while things are dependently originated, they lack any intrinsic existence. And therefore, and vice versa, while things are empty, they do have appearances. Appearances in terms of conventional things. Whereas, if you really try to look for that, you cannot find. Just as the seventh Dalai Lama also has said, that things are like illusion. all the experiences that we have, the sensory experiences and so forth, when you realize emptiness, you see that the experiences kind of dissolve within that, and therefore, like dissipation of this cloud in this autumn space. And therefore, he says that I see this great show of the illusory nature of things that appear to me. And then he also, what this means is that there is this causality, law of causality, which things whereby we say that things do exist. And then he also says that he sees this great show of dependent origination, how it is infallible and undeceiving. And although things do not cannot be found under analysis, yet we cannot say that if we say that they do not exist at all, it's nihilism. Whereas if you say and assert that things have any intrinsic existence, that is falling into the permanence. And so we avoid both of these through the understanding of emptiness, that things are dependently originated. And then verse number, so his on is read till verse number 57, and then made that comment. And then verse number 58 through to 60, shows that if you understand emptiness well, what you understand is that things are dependently originated. Therefore, when in dependence, because things are dependent, therefore causality is also feasible. And therefore, understanding of emptiness itself, actually, instead of denying or instead of nullifying the existence of things, it actually complements the understanding of causality, law of causality itself. Therefore, if you understand emptiness well, what you understand is that things are dependently existent. Things are relative. And if you understand that, then of course it will lead you to understand that things, the causality is feasible, because things are related. Therefore, effects can give rise to effects. And therefore, when you understand causality well, then you can also see that the Four Noble Truths, the teaching on the Four Noble Truth, is also feasible. And therefore, and otherwise, without understanding emptiness well, and what you can say is, oh, emptiness is something really maybe wonderful teaching, but I really don't understand. Buddha may have taught it, but I don't really understand it. Anyway, I will still keep my faith in the Buddha, and without really understanding the teaching of the Buddha. And that's not how we should go about with the teaching of the Buddha. And within the teaching of the Buddha also, we have there are those teachings which are called definitive and provisional. As in sutra, it is said that do not rely on the person, the four reliances, whereby the Buddha says do not rely on the person but on the teaching. But do not rely on within the teaching, do not rely on the words but on the meaning. And within the meaning, do not rely on the provisional or interpretable meanings, but rely on the definitive meanings. And within that, they rely not on the intellectual, mere intellectual superficial understanding, but rely on the experiential wisdom knowledge of the teachings. So in this way, we also have to make differentiation between the teachings, the definitive and the provisional teachings, just as Master Nagarjuna himself and others have done, other great masters have done. And these are also based on Buddha's own statement, where he says, "Oh, bhikshus and scholars, just as a gold is tested by the goldsmith by rubbing, cutting, burning, likewise you should examine my teaching and then accept it, but not because you have devotion to me, out of your devotion to me." And so Buddha clearly tells us to examine and check his teaching and not just take it on for granted, that because it is taught by him that we should accept it. It's that not how what the Buddha tells us. And therefore Master Nagarjuna and other masters have also done that, and they have made the distinction between definitive and provisional teachings and sutras within the words of the Buddha. And therefore, according to the highest school of Madhyamaka, it is said that those sutras which teach as its main subject matter or primarily and explicitly the emptiness, ultimate reality, those are definitive, and then those which teach the conventional things and as its main content or subject matter are interpretable ones. And this is also the case with Sandini Mochana Sutra and Langar Avatara Sutra.
That the majority of the song chair, you do that, and the sound on a Java Jack and Ligor. Jason indicated was a challenge where there is a challenge, more possibility, further development. Saturday, you do Moody Cavalry, Shira Cavalry Shah did it. Nam did not have any shinker, Moody went away down and shink Oman Jordan or Dua. And the other two, the 쉽게 motive to Mungshako, Titanic, pass session nagging the Kaksha nagging the Nagishan Rodrigo. Suddenly, you do. Oh, the Kasha Janet Yidigi, and it got a time of a tower that can Sungyama Samolog, Kasu, does your own a tardy that to the Zacha de Gorba, Sukasi Shattery. What indeed? The tricky Cuban, that Jumden Day, some of Tomony get out there, Shavati, tricky Cuba, the two more embodies, Shavatis. That in a shin and drum, won't matching, Gazitan and Minerva, too soon, that Jigden, ne, tattered on the geotums. Kanji nigger yonder do. 니가 said, as you condemn me, Major, condemn each other. Can she nigger yandado, not on the name of a teaching jigte or dirisha, teaching jigte yang and de, turn to cabra chitabo, never mature, my turn to cabra chitabos. Chen order diggy, dimdra. That chicken was a two sum sadi. That two sum, and two sums a chill for a shabby, eh? That two sum yarrow, the mother. Deva, Tadawa, Mongo said, was a young rarota. Eh? Deva Tayadua. Mongo landing on the churches of Kushigorota. And demo, this is she Tadawa says yarrota. The doctor Zanarda. That doctor Zena Tadonia Kimno. Danielia, then a century shatter, millennium shatter, Yella Lotondraci Tada millennium, Deva millennium, Mahom millennium. That in a century, Deva century, Tada century, Mahom century. That in a margin, decade, decatur, then a marzivina, any law, Lomazia. Lutunan, my lordsia, and in Dawazia, and in Dunazia, Shazia, and in Chuzuzia, Karmazia, Garcia Chevina,
가르치 치 연체든 대버체 가르치 치 면제든 망부체 다다오면 누가 다다와 모니 주변에 있는 빼나 드린 게 님은 다다와 지금 모니 주변에 아니 드린 게 뒤집고 걸어라 아니 쇼개긴 대봐 님고기 다다와 치주 마음 걸 러신 말로 뜻 러두고 도와 좋아 다다와 들어 슬라베 있나 들어 러 다다와 용서로 다다와 쓰고 싶나 다다와 니를 내 마음 지신 말로 처음으로 봐 똑딱 잠만 오면 누가 따고에 땅, 따고에 땅은 되게 좋아지고 그러다. 편현적이도 와. 견사시도 와. 저는 내 인도자네. 다다와 매나, 에니, 강을 떠있는 내 마음을 샤야 고릅니다. 저 어디 이시기요. 내 인도자 심도를 지으이나? 심, 대배 심, 다다배 심, 마음배 심, 다다배 심, 제외이나? 니하키는 매듭이지. 저 강사 강을 떠있는 나야가 풍부 쪼디 시와 들어보다. 시베는 아니야, 공연 시베다, 이지 시베 이베는 이지 시베 들어도 와. 다 이지 시베를 두숨, 두숨 치는 두삼 답이나, 자원이 샤메 되지. 엔 다가는 지금 아그 룬에, 시베 차라마 시에인 거로 와. 라베 시베 디마, 템제. 엔 차와, 신도 차와 가는 말 내니, 터도 외세보든 좋아래. 외세도 강사래라고 저는 대부분 와야. 외세 가야도 와. 외세 건도 줘야도, 외세 가야도 와. 강사 건도 줘야도, 강사 가야 시에 대부분. 세상가 파워 녹자인 되잖아요. 와다 이제 강사성에 배 나서야 지금 누구 누구 쓰시다. 저 짜리나 매듭이지. 이거 리도. 맞는데. 나도 나가 숨나라 지금 똥바지도 있어야 그 측 남태배 거둘라. 인심이지 돈이 다 검거래. 신 다가스 지금 측 전주 성주마도 가게야 말이. 에니 저 사인 아재도 사람들 그저 저기 등지 때론다기 양가야다 등지기 상들 상들다 양가야래 아니 순고공 배 시우치에 아니 배 시 시계 원라게 배 미국 지전에 장진지기 상들 죽어야래 양가셔 저때 야고 좀 하셔나 뭐냐 전에게 상하게 남네 좀 서우사르지 서우 서우 좋아라 어다 돌아온게 전주고선도 돈이게 따라 마틴즈는 아니 상하서 차려야 되면은 아니 다 든지지래 아니 아주 칸에다는 남의 상하를 넣어서 모두 되니다 모두가 상하다 찍어 찍어 차하는 거야 다니 좋아요 딜리 모두가 상하되냐면 이제는 아트마스야 다하지 도와줘 쌍다 다 다하지 뺐다 근데 끈지 잡아보다 시부지 레스 센 쌍다 하셔도 이리 야야야 소시하거든 그래서 어디디 이디 안데 디디다 에 계시잖아요. 민네바 투숨 다다 지젠이 다다도 지여담스. 그런지 다든 지수. 지지 지젠 양에도 전도 개불 지더고. 다든에 네버 매치 겨와다스. 다지상가 견가 내서서야지 네버 지연이. 아니 겨와던 가봐. 다 저러면 그 투숨 제주스 시고래라. 내가 나 생이 계속 시스전이. 게 네. 게. 아니, 직. 생일께서 시시해도. 그래서 곧 내가 직다, 되고, 그, 속도부 쉬고, 진짜 싸운다는 게 있는 줄 아네? 뒤에서 제주시다, 다, 시야, 독수리. 아, 다, 너대비 시주는 다다와 입에 겹사도 되지. 그게, 그게 뭐니, 주부 찍으라, 싸우고 싶으시다. 다, 뒤에서 뭐, 좋아. 그래서 니네 인류, 다, 가다, 깨가 내서 써야 돼. 내가 쟤는 니하면 좋아. 에, 겨우디 쟤는 니하면 좋아. 가보디 쟤는 니하면 좋아. 또, 가보 연다 니면, 겨우자는 내보다 가보자도 가르치겠어. 응? 응, 니도 지켜다. 걔도 따둔 주느니? 그다? 내비 겁리, 기지기지 치부이나 따고, 내버서 그걸 샤두고 묻어. 걔도 따둔 주느니? 지들 계직 뭐인 거였어? 계직 뭐? 배신 되면 좋아. 못 입은 데 봐. 배신 못 입고 지나면 데 봐. 거기 요소리. 걔들 요으면 아니, 돈도 시행이 갈란 줄. 닦아. 그 다음, 뒤진 닦아. 뒤진 닦아 신 되네. 어디 니 숨쉬, 참으라고 숨쉬 뒤치고 그랬습니다. 쉬어야 돼야지. 못 입으시라고 해. 내가 저, 또 심사고 내 메신다. 전에 와다. 네, 와다 기도시면 시시해요, 어디. 모집을, 엄마도 매번 인도산에 가서 모집을 해야, 아니, 가버로 되었지. 차례로 제가 차가워졌어. 모집은 엄마 실례면, 오, 카페신, 카페신, 사선 리거 다스리. 그래서 고름지에서, 그래서 우마 다섯 단계에서, 아니, 랭댕이 배, 내 산재장기, 태워대기, 아니, 고모 말을 부르시니, 남주 쉐기 가렸어. 랭댕이, 너댄데 제시에 마구 모르시니, 그러베 그 유당 같이 거래. 랭댕이 엄마 패배이나, 까나라, 까나라, 쎄, 키그다, 쎄. 쎄서 어디에 이두, 더, 딱 가다기에는 무디비 되고 코레야, 야호라 메신다. 쎄상가? 인류도 치기 되기 전에 이르시샤. 두전 딱 와, 너가 인류자네. 시들기지, 뭐인, 개딘 유어면은, 던두시에니 가는 줄. 초아지 가운데 타대도, 세배 기신 줄잖아. 민저원이 메밍치스. 되는 니가, 니가, 지금 민 신다가다 지금 두전 따고서는 요면은이 두전리 두드버디리 이는 요조식 말와스 변은 류디 샤셔나 두전리 두버리 두전 따고래 이는 류 요조식 말이스 행가서 통도 와스 다치 에너지 치 가서 치 가서 어떤 교류자 치 민주소 샤워 주네 이는 마대인 거지 다 뒤로 숨겨야래 계시인의 질미질 님과가 더 갈라시 계시문이나 뒤니벌 日部 강부 매바차바이나 아니 님과가다 칼라시 댄실 계시문이나 님과가다 칼라시 시들 계시 타여와 대시 통문 유다고 대들 계시 숨다시 지진 계시 내범민 통문 유다 타마야 계시 신도 삼잖아 통문 유다 타마니 랑신래게 뭐이노 타대 초시 죽으면 초미 반은 가야하며 죽미 반은 도모당 여바 매바 매방하며 시구하며 년부이 여바 유인이 매바는 줄잖아 여바 시부 뭐인지 지구하며 년부 지던 줄 티신양에 내가 지던 돈도 지민 줄 진짜 디디기 가다 두진 따권 대회에다 난게 디디 숨겨야리 따지는 마시니 지진 타나 대남시 쉬는 겨우 미숭쇼 그지 대다 세비 삼위치 뉴민 졸라 미숭 디니시는 캐는 육군이 탐지 캠버를 시 대들은 예벌을 내고 있어 사무 용수 재미진 내미 반에 조상계 탐지 세부 남기수 내미 출지 잡아이 겨우날로 온 것이 여도 매를 만대바 미개 남네 포원줄 당연히 또 징민 내지 대단히 폰을 샤야 폰을지 개부 폰을 대다게 진에 폰 미풍 대다 기스 안다 근데 이게 되고 지입니다 전에 와다 아 무지근 대 바꿔야 지지
Verses 62, 61 through to verse 73 or 77 is always read. And so in verse number 66, it says, if something constantly changes, how could that thing be non-momentary? So in other words, this is refuting the non-Buddhist position, saying that there is something permanent in things. And therefore, if it is said that if something is constantly changing, how can it be permanent? So, of course, in the past, in India, there were lots of debates and discussions between Buddhist and non-Buddhist our proponents. And when we actually look at and read or see the non-Buddhist texts, we can actually find that they are quite profound texts. They're not just easy to refute and easily by us, and therefore there has been lots of debate in Nalanda and other in places in India, particularly in Nalanda, because through which they're called when some non-Buddhist positions or assertions are refuted, then the non-Buddhists themselves actually reply in their in writings, and then later on the other Buddhist masters have taken up those positions rejected those positions through reasoning. And so in this way there has been lots of challenges posed by Buddhists to the non-Buddhists and non-Buddhists to the Buddhists, and so in this way both have actually evolved further. And so as His Holiness said, where there is challenges, where there are challenges, there is more possibility for further development. And so because of this there has been lots of progress that have made, developments that are made in epistemology, logic and epistemology, texts of the Buddhists and non-Buddhists as well have benefited. And so Master Nagarjuna and Bhaviveka and so forth have actually given the non-Buddhist positions in their texts, and particularly Bhaviveka in his treatises brings up the different positions of non-Buddhists and then refutes them. And so in this way what has happened is that 61. I'm sorry, verse number 61 and downwards. In verse number 62, it says, verse number 61 says, ask the worldly Sankhya, Visheshikas, the Nirgranthas, who describe person as aggregates, if they ever assert anything beyond existence or non-existence. And thus, the eternal teaching of the Buddha that transcends existence and non-existence is said to be profound, that in fact is called the essence of the Dharma. And so this shows the challenges that are posed also by the non-Buddhists to the Buddhists, and then the refutations and discussions have gone on. And so in this way the Buddhist philosophical traditions also have developed further, epistemology and so forth developed further. And when it comes to the teaching of the Buddha, the emptiness, teaching of the emptiness, then it's said to be profound, and that is in fact said to be the essence of Dharma. And so this is referring to the teaching of emptiness. And then verse number 63 says, destroyed, they neither go nor come, nor remain, nor even nor remain for even a moment more. How can the self and the world that transcend the world, that transcend the three times, truly exist? Now here the analysis of the three times is made. And when we talk about three times, of course there's a past, we can talk about past events and so forth that have happened in the world, and then also we can talk about future, because there is a future, we make plans about for the future as well. And then between these two there is present, and in relation to which we can talk about past and future. But then with regard to the present, we can talk about the present millennium, century, decade, year, month, week, day, hour, minute, second. And when it comes to second, present second, half of the second is gone and half yet to go, come. And so if you really analyze the second itself, you cannot pinpoint anything as being the second present moment as such, but it is it is imputed or asserted in relation to the past and future as well. And so if the present were to have any kind of intrinsic independent existence, then of course we should be able to talk about a whole century as a present, and within which we cannot actually divide the century into decades and so forth, if the century were as a whole present independently. and which is not the case. And in the, even in the case of a day, we can say today is a present day. Whereas within this day, we can talk about the morning, and which has already passed, and then there is noon, and then there is the afternoon and the evening and so forth. We can divide the day itself into different phases, and so which shows that present itself, even if we may talk about present day, it's not something absolutely existing day as such. And similarly, it is the case with century and so forth. And then mainly what we have to actually think about is the mind. And so if the mind were to have any intrinsically, absolutely existing present mind, then we cannot talk about its moments, changes in moments and so forth. Whereas we can talk about moments in mind itself, and we can also talk about the present, manifest clear light and unmanifest, or the clear light ceasing and so forth. And also we can talk about a person passing away and the present person and so forth. And so in this way, a present also is must be understood to be designated, not having any kind of absolute existence, intrinsically objective existence at all. And then within that context, we can talk about doing practices of Dharma, Tantra, and so through this, what we have to understand is the teaching that things have no intrinsic existence, that they are devoid of any independent absolute existence, therefore they are designated. And within that context, we have to understand, within the context of understanding emptiness, we need to do tantric practices. When we say everything becomes empty, we have to actually meditate on emptiness. It is a must that if you are doing Buddhist practice of Tantra, the emptiness, meditation on emptiness is must. Otherwise, it will be dangerous if you do with the tantric practices within this ego clinging to some kind of an Atman that the non-Buddhists assert, and still you think that you are doing some Buddhist practice. It could be dangerous to actually intensify and strengthening our self-cherishing attitude, and which is not good. And so if you do that, then your practice of Tantra, even if you may claim you are doing the Buddhist tantric practice, it will be like a Hindu Tantra, doing some kind of Hindu or non-Buddhist tantric practice. And so emptiness is very important. Understanding of emptiness within tantric practice is very crucial. And then verse number 64 says, since both do not truly go, nor come, nor remain, what difference could there actually be between samsara and nirvana? And then it's almost read through. Verse number 65, because there is no abidance if production and cessation are not true. How could there be ultimately production, abidance, and cessation? So here, the three things which I mentioned, production, abidance, and cessation, and then this destruction, called decay and destruction, are asserted by Vaibhashikas. Vaibhashikas, because they very much assert some kind of a concrete existence in the substance of things. They say something which has come through causes and conditions has a phase of arisal, then abidance, and then the decay, and then finally destruction. And so, but then, of course, when you actually look at the arisal and cessation and so forth within the object itself, you cannot find anything that you can actually pinpoint as being arisal and abidance and then decay and destruction as such concretely. And so this is what is rejected. And then verse number 66 says, if something constantly changes, how could that thing be non-momentary? If there are no changes, how could that actually change in something else? And so this shows that because things momentarily change, you cannot assert that things have any permanence. And how can they be permanent? And then the last two lines here are refutations of some kind of permanent particle or atom that the non-Buddhists assert. And so when it comes to refuting non-Buddhist positions, for example, in Tibet, there were no non-Buddhists and Hindus and so forth as such. But then, so Gendu Chenpil, one of the great masters of the last century, has said that a great translator and great philosopher, and he has said that, of course, it's easy for us to refute the non-Buddhist positions, while when there is no one around us who actually hold that view, those views. But then, if some real non-Buddhist were to come here and debate with us, we would perhaps give in to them. And then, similarly, Tsegung Rinpoche had said that when we debate about within the context of Madhyamaka debate between Savatantika, Madhyamaka, and Prasangikas, between like in Chandrakirti's Prasanapada, where he refutes the position of Bhava Viveka, and we say that of course Bhava Viveka has said this or that without really understanding the position of Buddha Palita's commentary on Sanagarjuna's Madhyamaka Karika and so forth. But then Master Bhava Viveka himself were to come right here in front of us, we perhaps might conform to his ideas and concepts as well. And so we have to really understand the thrust of these kind of teachings where we refute the non-Buddhist positions in order to understand our own better. And His Holiness read through verses 67 through to 77. And says these are showing from verse 67 through to verse number 30 as the 73 first two lines. They show inconsistencies within the positions of non-Buddhists, and then the rest of the verses are also the refutation of non-Buddhist positions. So verses 67, I just read if there's some time. Because something ceases partially or completely, if it is termed momentary, then as no chances are then seen, both are therefore unreasonable. If momentary, it would not subsist, then how could it ever age? If non-momentary, due to being constant, how then could it ever age? Just as a moment has an end, one must search for its beginning and middle, as moment itself is made of three times.